rap game changed but one name. Jewels aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's up?
Just trying to recover from that like mini heart attack that game gave me.
Good lord, what a horribly coached game.
Like, the first three quarters were just like real solid basketball. And then the fourth quarter and overtime happened, and it was just putrid.
It erased the first three quarters. I don't even remember the first three quarters.
The last 2 minutes of regulation specifically were, I don't even think any shots like hit rim for either team.
No, it was, I don't know. It was the Jeff Teague show on one end. On the other end, it was the, let's just call ISOs for Jokic, like he's James Harden. Like, just post him at the top of the key, like Carmelo Anthony in 2008, and just let him work.
Well, there was one play, Barton did him no favors. He threw like him like a lead pass, like he was like Tom Brady, like coming across the middle. And he had to go like hunt it down in the corner, and he knew there was no time on the shot clock, and he like it looked like a Marcus Smart set shot because it hit like the behind the backboard.
Yuck. I don't know. I was thinking, like, does the loser of that game, is their coach on the hot seat? And I was like, now I think the winner of that game should also be on the hot seat.
Both guys should be relegated to assistant coach jobs on the set. Like, if Tibbs and Mike Malone were both assistant coaches for someone, you'd probably have a pretty, like, pretty strong offense.
That's a dynamite staff.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, but anyone could, like, you get Scott Brooks with those two guys, you get yourself a championship contender.
Just you wait till Cal builds his team. Just you wait.
The very rare me and Tyler are actually recording after games play, specifically because how big of a night this was. I legitimately, I pray, like, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, all them never fully get right, because it's going to kill me. It's going to kill me. That game almost killed me, and I didn't really have a dog in that fight.
Good lord, what a wild thing to wish based off game 82.
Like, that fourth quarter was coming down the stretch, and I just couldn't, like, both teams were playing so bad, I was just like, someone's just going to throw up some, I thought, like, the Jamal Crawford shot was going to go in, like, that's how I thought it was going to end, just on some bullshit half-court fadeaway.
Right, my God, what a terrible play. Like, once I was like, who are they going to go to? I thought it was going to be Butler, and once I saw Crawford, I was like, oh, okay, like, he's as good a shot as any to hit a trick shot. I was like, so if he catches, he gets a running start, catches it, and gets one dribble, maybe. Nah, he backs up a couple steps. Just launches one like 47 feet.
And I can't remember who was – I was originally watching on League Pass. It kept freezing at halftime, not during the first half, but halftime, which, by the way, the worst halftime show I've ever seen.
It's some real stinkers.
And so I switched to NBA TV for the second half, and after the game, it was Tony Delk. I can't remember who else was – was there, but he was like
our close personal friend Siku Smith.
That was it.
I think so. I saw Delk and Siku. I think so. But go on.
Well, if that was him in the middle there, he was like 1.6 seconds. What else can you get there? A lot. You could get there.
I was gonna say that's at least one dribble, right? Like conservatively.
At the minimum.
For Kyrie, it's like four dribbles. For Giannis, it's one dribble, but it's the full length of the court. So, like, it means different things to different people.
Right. Everyone on the Wolves on the court there could have got one dribble and gotten closer. Like, I think Wiggins would have been a good idea there just because, like, he always can kind of get an open shot just because he elevates so high off the ground.
Right.
Whether or not it would have went. Actually, to be fair, Wiggins played pretty well tonight.
No, he did. He absolutely did. I'm looking at 18 points, 5-9 shooting, 5 boards, 3 assists. A fine game.
And, like, solid, like, not Hall of Fame worthy defense, but solid defense.
He held Wilson Chandler, who played 48 minutes, to 0 points. So, he locked up tonight.
I couldn't believe when I saw after the game that he had 0. I couldn't believe it.
on 0-for-3 shooting. That, now, he did have 9 boards, 2 assists, so he did things, but scoring was not one of them. It's true.
So he had Westbrook's, like, first quarter tonight.
He had half. He had the first quarter of Westbrook's first quarter.
Dear God. Jamal Murray was cooking, especially at the end of the game. And he also had that play where his shoe came off. And, like, that's where you should fire Tibbs, because he wasn't just yelling, like, hey, attack the guy holding his shoe who has no traction on one foot and clearly is very confused as to what to do here.
He just put it on his hand like a baseball glove. And Teague was like, let me back it out and let me survey the scene. It could be a trap. So for that one, I was like, it's bad for Tibbs. I was like, I was like, I'm mad at Teague. You should just, like, got a shoe in his hand. What the? Let me call a timeout and ask him what's up.
The Minnesota broadcast in the first half, they I think they were, like, trying to arrest Jeff Teague, because every time he threw up a floater, they got angrier and angrier. It just keeps starting a fast break. How do they not see this?
None of the Wolves starters played bad, to be honest. Like, I'm looking at it now. They 5 guys played. Feels like less than that in the actual moment. Gorgui Dieng played 6 minutes and scored 5 points and just played those 6 minutes.
Yeah, he came in second half, and he hit, like, that 18-footer and then was immediately put back on the bench. I was like, all right.
Yeah, he had 5 points and 3 boards in 6 minutes and hit a 3-pointer. And, of course, those are only 6 minutes he played.
Derrick Rose just played some. Like, it says he's a +7 here. I find that very hard to believe, because, boy, did he stink out there.
I was looking at the plus minus. Gary Harris played 21 minutes and is a -18. Yikes.
You want to give that guy money over Marcus Smart? Couldn't be me.
That's the next Kawhi Leonard, you understand.
I guess he came back from that injury. I thought it was weird he wasn't starting any of these other recent games, but they've been playing so well. I get it. You don't want to mess with a good thing. But,
yeah.
I mean, he blew by Jamal Crawford on that break. Like, he put it behind his back, just left him in the fucking dust, and then just bummed a relatively, like, makeable layup for all NBA players.
For sure. It was a good Big Ten game. The Denver Boilermakers lost to the Minnesota Hoosiers.
Oh, man. I thought in the third quarter specifically, Towns was going to get ejected for, like, punching someone's head clean into the 13th row.
He was getting testy.
Yeah, he was quite agitated at the lack of calls he was getting. And, like, that third foul he got with, I think, 12 seconds left in the first half, just never call that. Just never call that.
What was it? Was this a reach-in?
No, it was like Jokic just ran down the court, and he, like, threw his arm arms. And then when he kept trying...
Can't have that?
Yeah, when he kept trying to run, like, oh, man, he's holding me. Like, no, dude, you kind of just, like, shooting starred him without, like, diving.
Not on Violet Palmer's watch, buddy.
The officials let a lot go. Like, Jokic...
I didn't hate the officials this game, honestly. I didn't think it was a poorly officiated game. A couple, like, Towns went to the line twice. He probably should have went more, some would say. But I don't think he should have been there, like, 16 times.
No. But I don't even think it was poorly officiated. I think it was weirdly officiated at the stuff they let go and then the things they would call.
Right.
Like, I get you can't let absolutely everything go, but... They would call some, like, real tic-tac stuff, and then, like, Jimmy Butler would drive into 3 people, end up, like, with several body parts dislocated from his skeleton, and there would be no call. It was just very...
Jump ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Butler, by the way, he does have a tendency to, like, I'm going to win this for us, and then just puts up an awful shot. They escaped tonight, but it's something I noticed even with the Bulls. That
oh, no. Yeah, that's that. We talked about, like, the Kobe guys that grew up watching Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. Right? That you guys stand way over there. Give me no spacing, no help, no pick, no motion, nothing. And I will try to do the impossible.
I saw you say you wanted to see Towns get more involved, but it's tough because he also gives them so much spacing.
Yeah, he gives them the only spacing.
True.
Like, he is this, like, Butler's an average shooter. I feel like they're average all average fair. Shooters. Like, Teague, Wiggins, and these guys are bad shooters. But none of them are plus shooters, three-point shooters at least. So it's like wherever Towns goes, he has to be the spacing. And so if he's standing there, it's like, I know he wants to be doing stuff, but, yeah, he can't. Because if he moves, it fucks up the whole play.
He also, just like the end of the game, they need to just throw him down the ball. I don't know what goes through that whole, like that last 5 minutes in regulation, I think he got one touch and it was the one where he like almost lost it out of bounds because no one else was moving. And they threw it to Jimmy Butler, who just turned it over for no reason, even though Towns was wide open in the corner. Like, that could have ended the game.
Yeah. To be fair, I think a lot of that, I think they were, especially Jimmy Butler, were just exhausted. Like, Butler at the free throw line, I thought he was about to, like, fall out. I think the ref was trying to, like, stall him out, like, giving him, like, the full 10 seconds before handing him the ball. I was like, all right, Jimmy.
I thought for someone who missed two wide-open threes, I thought Bielitsa played pretty well.
Yeah, they played fine in the 6 minutes yet? No, he played 11
minutes. He
got minutes.
10.
Yeah. Excuse me. I beg your pardon. Had three steals, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, there was a point there where Denver would just come down the court and just immediately turn the ball over. I think it was the second quarter. They did it like five possessions in a row. It was a very strange strategy.
Some of Mike Malone's strangest work. I don't know if I'd be, like, if I'm a Nuggets fan, I don't know if I'm excited to bring Mike Malone back. Not saying that this was, like, them missing the playoffs was totally on him, but that's an uninspiring way to end your season.
I would be more irate at Paul Millsap than Mike Malone if I were a Nuggets fan right now.
Hey, Millsap's chilling, man. Joe Johnson's like, I've been telling you, man. You've been trying hard for years.
That would be why, because like you have like $60 million invested in him for the next 2 years only. And you're going to have to let a guy like Will Barton probably walk, who was like their most aggressive player throughout the game tonight.
Well, the thing is, I think that Plumlee deal is why they're going to have to let Barton walk.
Also true. Plumlee was awful.
Well, even he's just on the team and making like $40 million. That's an issue.
And
he was a minus 14 tonight.
I still haven't heard a really good reason why. Like they made the Nurkic trade, and everyone was saying like, "I had Denver won this." I still don't know how.
I think it was teams pretty much knew they were up against a bear. Like, they knew you couldn't keep both of them, and they still got, I think, a first round pick.
Let me see. I thought they had to like swap. It was like they. I think they had to swap picks or something.
Let's see. Also, he had requested a trade. So,
They did that weird thing where, like, they tried to start him, and then he was doing great when he started. And when he came off the bench, he, like, wasn't even – like, he didn't care.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I probably would have just started the guy, but, that's just me.
But it was like Jokic is clearly better, and they can't play together. You talking about two tall whites? Boy, they would have given up 179 points a game.
There was a point at the very beginning of the game where they were talking – like, Minnesota's broadcast was saying Jokic was known as a defender his first year in the league.
Interesting.
And I don't remember that at all.
No, I sure. Again, not saying it's not true, but I don't remember it.
No.
Yeah, Portland sends Plumlee and a second-round pick for Nurkic and a 2017 first-round pick. So it's already – I don't even know who that pick was, but it was someone.
Was it Collins?
Maybe. We'll see. But they've got interesting choices to make. I don't think it's going to cost as much as it at one time was going to cost to keep Will Barton. So they could probably bring him back and just wait for the 9 years on Fareed's contract to expire.
I forgot that was a living human being.
Oh, yeah. He's there. Darrell Arthur's on the books next year. They got to re-sign Jokic this year, or he's restricted this year. So that, I don't know, if somebody does something interesting, I'm sure they won't.
Jokic went on a stretch there in the third quarter. I know people think we bash him a lot, and we don't. We just try and bring him back to, like, reality as opposed to what public – like, before the year, what did ESPN put him, 12th on their top 100 players list?
Seems low.
I remember, like, I knew
LeBron,
we were going –
Jokic and then Durant, if I'm not mistaken.
In the third quarter, there was a stretch there where he was very clearly the best player on the court.
Yeah. Was just
and the first half, he was one of the worst players on the court.
That guy's feet are really slow, man.
Yep, they sure are.
It's not his fault, but it was a problem. I was like, if you could put together like the best of Jokic and also the worst of Jokic from that game.
Right.
Like, you show him like the third quarter, it's like, yeah. This guy is he's the best player in the league, right? Yeah. And then you show him the first half. It's like, who's this guy? Is G League? What is he doing out there? And then Taj Gibson just repeatedly taking his lunch money at the end of the game.
Or the end of regulation. Literally with the season on the line. That one you can't blame on, like, the inbounds pass. You can't blame on anything. Jokic just got, like, the ball. We make the joke a lot, dating back to last year, take the ball out of his hands play. That's what Tibbs dialed up, and Taj was happy to deliver.
I would say Avery Bradley just left it for Taj Gibson. He's like, I won't be needing it this season.
Or potentially ever again.
Yeah, or maybe ever again.
But Jokic, 35 points, 14 of 25 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, 10 rebounds, only 3 assists.
Didn't play this game.
That really isn't his game, no.
I don't even hate the 25 shot. Like, I want him to shoot more. It was just like those looks, like those type of looks. Like, yes, let's ISO them against Taj Gibson 10 times straight. Something will shake.
It didn't shake.
I've got some bad news, Malone.
Jamal Murray, 20 points, 8 of 18, 2 of 7 from 3. Like, those numbers feel wrong. They're not, because – I don't think I'd be lied to in this forum, but
I think
he
had another streaky. I feel like he was cold too early and then got hot and then cooled off.
Yeah. 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Just like an all around very good game. And Will Barton, 24 on 9 of 22, 5 of 10 from 3, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. I don't know how you let that guy walk.
With the thing, I don't know who, like, I feel like everybody could probably use a Will Barton. I don't know who's got the money or who would pounce. Like, I keep going back to Lou Will. If Lou Will, borderline all-star, got $8 million, then, like, it's 4 years, $32 million for Will Barton. Is that fair? That feels fair.
Yeah, I mean, that might even be too much.
Yeah, so, like, if they, I think the Nuggets can afford to keep that. But I don't know. Maybe they just want to make bad decisions.
They've got a decent recent history of it.
Yeah. Like, Francis, Twitter Francis, not Barstool Francis.
No, I saw you talking to him during the game.
It's like, yeah, they need one more wing. Yeah. If only they had drafted OG. Man, oh, man.
Who'd they take? TJ Leaf?
Tyler Lydon, the other tall, shooty whitey. Yep.
It's the same guy.
Yes.
Exactly the same guy.
He's just pulling double duty.
Yeah, imagine, I'm actually going to put this part at the beginning of the show.
All right.
Because we recorded earlier for people listening tomorrow in the future. But we talked about, like, Kendrick Perkins' influence on, like, younger players and, like, veterans helping. Imagine if OG got to just pick up little tidbits from a well-traveled Wilson Chandler.
Yeah. And a well-finessed Paul Millsap.
Right.
Looking to take one last bag. I'm looking, Fareed's, the last year of that contract is next year. So finally, Kenny Fareed comes to the end of his troubles. And I just hate that he signed that 9-year deal, man.
The last of its kind.
He signed the same deal Vucevic did. And it feels like both those guys have, like, been there for like 8 years.
Yeah. I mean, and they both kind of feel like outdated players too.
Yeah, like, they're not bad players. It's just like, man, if he was here in 82, Kenny Fareed would have been like a 12-time all-star.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I honestly forgot he was a human being watching that entire game, start to finish. It never once crossed my mind, like, why isn't Fareed in the game?
Yeah, that's what he said, too.
Wiggins, though, 5 of 9. I know we already went over it, but, I mean, if he can be as effective as he was tonight with that few looks, like, I feel like that is him at his most dangerous and most useful. And I feel real bad for him because, again, the Minnesota home broadcast was just roasting him the whole first quarter.
Maybe that's what he needed. He could just hear him, like, as he checked ball in, and he's like, I got something for y'all.
They were like, if we could get anything out of this guy tonight, that would be nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate it.
They said something, and Tibbs at the end of the game, when they, I mean, that should have been an intentional foul, right?
Which one?
When Towns got that rebound off the, what was it, the Barton floater? And they threw it up, and Wiggins had it, and Wiggins wanted no parts of those free throws.
He was about to just throw the ball out of bounds.
And he got it to Teague, and then Wilson Chandler came up and fouled Wiggins. Like, that's an intentional foul, I'm pretty sure.
Well, at first, I thought they fouled Towns. At the very beginning, I thought they fouled Towns, and then I thought he held it. He's like, yeah, I'm the best shooter here. I should probably just hold this. Then they didn't call it, and he's like, oh, we're going to get an 8-second. And, yeah, Wiggins was like, no, not this way, over there. Please, no. But he nailed him, so credit to him.
He did, but I still think, like, by the rule book, that's an intentional, like, it should have been two shots and the ball, which I get why they don't call that there, but you can't just be, like, bending rules whenever you see fit.
Sure they can. It's literally all they do. You tell you, what are you, new here? What is this?
Towns with a light 12 for 19. Didn't take a single three, which, it, like, he must have talked to Cal before the game. Like, just go down low, son.
I feel like he was, like, 8 for, like, his first 10, and they were all just, like, layups.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree, but at the same time, when you're such an inept three-point shooting team and you're by far the best three-point shooter on the team, like, I don't know, maybe take two.
Well, here's the thing. To take two, you have to get the ball two times to be on the arc.
Or just, like, two times.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. In 47 minutes, man, he probably couldn't, like, put up his hand to signal that he was open. He was whooped.
26 and 14. I saw some people tweeting me like, oh, Towns is getting cooked here. I don't remember any point in the game where he was getting cooked. I remember him, like, playing well around the rim. And when Jokic was, like, hot in the third, Towns wasn't even the primary defender. It was mostly Gibson, and then Towns was on him a couple of the times.
Doesn't matter. He got cooked. You heard the people.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Devin Booker did hang that 70 on Avery Bradley's head. So.
Right on his head. Right on his stupid head.
All 70.
Wow, they didn't switch one time.
No, I mean, why would they?
So this is, it's 68 double-doubles for Towns this year. I was like, feels low.
Yeah, what happened in those other 14 games?
I flew.
He probably had, like, I remember there was one game specifically he put up, like, 4 points and, like, 2 rebounds. I can't remember who it was against, but it was against somebody where we were getting chirped a lot. But other than that, they must have been like, there was that also horrific stretch where we were pointing out vividly he was getting, like, 4 shots a night.
Good times.
Jesus Christ, you wonder why this team needed, like, a play-in game to get into the playoffs.
I'm looking right now. I want to see, like, how many times he had 9 boards or 9 points for these 14. Oh, buddy. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times he had 9 rebounds of the 14.
So he should have had, like, 75 double-doubles?
And points. He scored single-digit points 2 times this year. Like, it's wild that he did it at all, but only 2 times is still crazy. New Orleans, when they ate him alive, and Memphis.
Was that recent?
That was... No, December.
I mean, that's recent in, like, human history.
Oh, yeah. Relatively, yes. And also...
No, I know they just played Memphis, like, a week or two ago, but it wasn't that game. Because Boogie was still playing in that Pelicans game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't very nice to their younger brother.
Three times he had 5 rebounds or less. That's, and the rest he had 7 or above. So 79 times he had at least 7 boards. And 79 times he had double-digit points.
It's all right.
It's not. I wonder if he could, like, if he did an 82, like, every game he played, he got a double-double. I wonder, like, what's the streak on that? Chamberlain's got to have that, or Russell. Like, one of those guys has to have that.
No, it's probably someone like Moses.
Or the fat man.
Because, like, also true. I feel like when Kevin Love, like, every time when he was in Minnesota putting up those crazy, like, 40-30 games, they were always like, yep, the only other person to do this was, like, Moses Malone.
True. Let's see. I don't even know what I'm looking at here, dog.
Yeah.
I'm on a GameFAQs message board looking for answers, dog.
Someone, please.
Here we go.
Please help.
Someone please call my wife. Okay, Wilt Chamberlain had 81. And Wilt Chamberlain's also 2nd, 3rd, and 4th with 80, 80, and 79.
Towns not putting up 10 points in any game. Look, I always thought that LeBron, like, X amount of games scoring 10 points, like, wasn't impressive. And Towns being held to less than 10 at any point makes it that much more impressive.
Yeah, see, I'm amazed that, like, I feel like I thought Kobe would have that, or like a guy like Westbrook. Like, they'd be 3 for 26, but they're going to get their 11. Like, they're
right.
Yeah, apparently double doubles are just very fucking easy because all these guys are really old. The most recent person, Garnett, in 03-04, Garnett had 71 double doubles, and this year Towns had 68 at 22 years old.
Yeah, because, like, while he was doing it all year, I knew he was leading the league, but it didn't seem super out of the ordinary.
Like, you know, like, for him, yeah.
But that's what I mean. It was like someone obviously has to lead the league in double doubles every year, but, like, has it been like 40 like in other years? Like, was Blake Griffin, like, running like, I don't know. I feel like DeAndre is going to get a ton of, like, 10 and 15 games, even like Andre Drummond.
Well, I feel like DeAndre probably has a bunch of, like, 9 and 26 games, too.
Right.
Like, I'm looking now. Yeah, Towns is with 68 tonight. That ties him with Garnett in 02, Shaq in 92, Kevin Willis in 91, Hakeem twice, and Bob McAdoo. Puts him past that bum Duncan. They were tied. No more. You're out of here, Duncan.
Was that Duncan's highest?
Yes. So it's official. Towns blowing Duncan out of the record books. Literally. Yeah, that was Dunk. That was 01. I think it was his MVP year, like the year they beat the Nets, if I'm not.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the Lakers. I don't know. He was really good. I'll say that. People forget.
Well, I mean, you're talking crazy. It's late. You're a little delirious, probably sleepy.
Bill Russell's highest is 67. Yuck.
They were probably playing like 65 games.
He was scoring 8 points. So I know these numbers are fudged.
Bill Russell was like a career like 15 and 22 guy. Like, he was fine.
Like, I really think we need more stats. Like, we've talked about it, like the 25-7-7 should just be the LeBron. Or like, yeah. like a 20, I don't know, like a 22-11. Like, I don't know, like, who has the most 20 and 10s in history? Probably Moses again.
Yeah, probably like him, Will. Yeah, them too.
Because it's like double doubles is nice. It doesn't. It's like with Westbrook. He did average a triple double. Yeah, but he averaged 25 a game and also 30 a game.
Right, as opposed to like Rondo and Kidd, who are putting up these like 10, 11, 17 games.
Right, which is impressive, but it's not the. It's not like the 20 and 10. That consistency is. I think it's good.
Again,
call me old fashioned.
You've really been bringing the takes tonight.
I'm a sleepy old man.
Speaking of Russell Westbrook, he did it.
The MVP.
The least shocking thing that's ever happened is him getting that average. He needed 16 boards. What did he finish with?
A couple just in case. Like a couple years down the line, they took away one. When he's like, right. I got two extra for padding.
Right, yeah. He wasn't leaving it to risk. 20. He got
20. Smooth 20. Not bad.
Jesus. Paul George put up 40. I had no idea. Talk about.
Well, yeah. Russ had 19 assists.
Yeah, I just.
He didn't even want the triple-double. Like, you know he could have had that, too. He just wanted just the rebounds and assists.
Oh, yeah. He had three total shots by the time he got his 16th rebound. So, yeah, he had a casual. How many times do you think that's happened? 6 points, 20 rebounds, 19 assists?
I feel like that's the Jason kid. Yeah, I need, like, stats named after unique people.
I agree.
Like. Like, if you want to call a 10-10-10 a rondo, I'm fine with it. Like, oh, he had 11 rondos this year. Oh, that's pretty good. Like, just as a measurement. Not saying it's terrific, but okay, that's a pretty good measure.
No, I agree. Because, like, we already have some of those. Like, if you – I know it doesn't really happen anymore, but if you shatter a backboard, like, that's a Shaq.
Yeah. I wish backboards were still – like, I wish that technology didn't catch up.
True, yeah.
It's so dangerous, but so cool. It's like cigarettes.
Remember when Shaq was just like filming like a TV segue with Ahmad Rashad, and he just like dunked it in like an empty gym and like smashed his head on the ground because he ripped the, like, he just stood up from that like he didn't get severely concussed.
Well, it probably did damage to the floor.
Oh man. So Russ got his, I can't believe he put up 20 and 19. That's preposterous.
And neither of those were points.
Right. To go full circle with triple doubles, Markelle Fultz off the bench, his first career triple double.
Time to trade Simmons.
It might be time to blow up the Bucks because boy,
holy smokes.
You talk about a great game for me to see happen with the Bucks coming to town next week.
Should they even bother coming to town? Good grief.
I saw a lot of chatter like just put the Nuggets in the Eastern Conference playoffs because the Bucks no longer deserve to be there.
Holy, like I know Giannis didn't play like the full game, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, but he was playing.
Yes, I'm saying they were. They scored 80 points in the first half.
That's what I mean. Like, he was on the court in the first quarter when they were down, like, 40 to 12. Like, he was out there.
No, yeah, this wasn't like a, Manning only played the first half. Of course they lost. No, he was out there and they were getting their ass whooped. He just happened to also have only played the first half.
So, yeah, that was where I'm pumped because I do want to see Philly-Boston in the second round.
That should be a good series.
Yeah, because I think we'll go to... Roan wants to do a home and home.
Okay.
He wants to go to, like, game, I don't know, one of the games either in Boston and then go to Philly or go to Philly and then Boston.
With us, or he's just doing this? He's just like, this is what I'm doing.
No, with us.
Well, I'm game. Let's do it.
Yeah.
He just goes back to Boston after all these years? Wow.
Yeah, that'll be a scene.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do it.
But yeah, 130-95, Fultz, 10 rebounds. Fultz had a rondo.
Yeah, and the way he got the triple-double was a pretty good way to get it.
I agree.
A good tip slam and getting smothered by your teammates in love.
Yeah, I do really like how not only like the fan base is cauterized, but just how much those guys seem to love playing with each other and considering like they really only have done it this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're on 100. If they like went around in the playoffs, I have no idea what's gonna. They're gonna burn Philly down. But yo, we still got the second round.
Right. It's gonna be like the team does it, not even the fans. Like the team.
It's something we talked about earlier, which will actually be later as you hear this. But like, if from everything you hear and read, like Embiid is the guy that's centered around. So like for him, it's like whatever it takes to keep him because he's the guy that fostered that.
Right.
Like, during the process, they were miserable on the bench, and he turned all that around. So, like, with help, of course, but if he's going to be the guy, then, yeah, I think you'll probably be good. Another take.
I feel like it's probably him. And then, like, number two, I'd probably say is McConnell.
Yeah. I feel like he – probably Covington. Like, a guy – like, I feel like he's been there through all the process, too.
Yeah.
Just got paid. So, you know, they're happy for him. And I don't know. They're just going to sign Klay Thompson and just run the next part of the decade. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, they're just going to replace J.J. Redick with Klay Thompson, and I'm going to be sick.
I'm saying, like, that's the move. Like, LeBron would be nice, but if they just slide Klay right in, it's like, oh, yeah, you're J.J. Redick, but also taller, better, and a much better defender.
Way better.
Yeah.
I do – there are – like, I've seen a lot of Philly – not I've seen a decent amount of Philly fans say, like, we don't want LeBron. We want to do it with our own guys. And I'm partially on those people's side. Like, they just want to – like, we already have our guy. Like, it would feel cheaper if they just brought in LeBron and just, like, won a title that way.
Right. It would. But,
wouldn't be the worst thing either.
I think it'd rub off.
Yeah. Like, 5 years after, they'd be like, all right, that was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I feel like people said it about Durant, and now it's just like, yeah, the Warriors won that ring. There's no asterisk. There's no nothing. Like, it went away very quickly.
Oh, yeah. I feel like especially after they watched this year, like, oh, thank heavens they got Durant. This team might not be in the playoffs.
Yeah, holy smokes. Actually, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Like, the Warriors win it all this year, lose it all next year. Philly loses in the conference finals. And now, like, Klay, just like B.R. Ray Allen, you're going from one dynasty to the next. And he just becomes like Ray Allen, only if Ray Allen was like 29 and not 36. And also a good defender.
I'm looking at the standings right now. I don't know if these are locked in or if they just haven't updated. It has Milwaukee as the sixth seed.
Who knows, man? The West, yeah, they got their doors blown off. They probably jumped two spots.
Yeah, Blake, let me check these Boston Raiders because I could have sworn we were playing the Bucks.
I'm looking right now. I see Miami as a six. And this okay. is – okay, yeah, this has got 82 games, so this – appears to be locked. Raptors, so, Wizards, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, Heat, Cavs, Pacers.
Okay.
And the West All right. is also locked.
No, it can't be.
It is. I'm seeing now, this is from HP Basketball, Rockets, Wolves, Warriors, Spurs, then Jazz, Thunder, which is either the 3-6 or the 4-5. Then Blazers Pelicans, which is the other one, but the matchups are locked. The seeding is not. I don't think it changes home court either, so it doesn't really matter. They're basically locked. Yeah,
but Portland and Utah are playing like right now.
Yeah, but I'm reading his tweet right now.
Yeah, but like New Orleans and Oklahoma City have already played. Like their records are done. If Utah wins, or if Portland wins, they'll have more wins than Utah.
So who would get 5-6? I don't know. Yeah, the bottom of the tweet is the West is locked. So I don't know. This is bizarre.
Maybe the game's fixed. He knows.
Which again, I'm fine with that too. He's like, oh
yeah I wouldn't.
I live on the East Coast. I got two kids. They send us all the late night games.
Yeah, I mean, Utah and Portland are currently playing, and they also were both 48-33.
That's what I was thinking. Somebody had the leg up, and like I was like, maybe it's locked because they tiebreaker, but no, they have the same exact record.
Rather befuddling. See, Sacramento's beating Houston. I'm sure that won't screw them in the long run.
Yeah, nah. Honestly, I don't know if, like, does it change anything? Like, does it change picks?
They'll have the same record as the Bulls if they win this game.
Who?
As opposed to being a game ahead of them. So they'll be worse in the lottery, yeah.
Who?
It's the Sacramento.
Of course. They're going to get the ninth pick like they deserve.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're going to blow the doors off people. Like, that's what they're going to sell next year. Like, no, you idiots. You get the sixth pick now. You get Michael Porter in his back.
Let me see. Oh, are they not even? Oh, there he is. Our boy Ingram, 5 points, 2 of 6. He's a bum. He's cooled off.
Too old for the league?
He's a +14, though.
Making all the little plays.
3 assists. I assume a career high.
A max contract? Wow.
What could it, what do you think his max is? $4 million?
Oh God, are you kidding? He'd work for 16 years, $4 million.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying like what like he would sign for, like we, like what would his like actual like mathematical max be? Because he's earned nothing.
Oh God, yeah. For I know that it's like 10+ years in the league. They should give you something like 10+ years in any league. You like, yo, I was really trying to get here. Can I have like a little bump? And I'm like, yeah, okay. Here's $800,000 instead of $600,000
over 5 years.
Yeah, right? Here you go. You worked hard, kiddo.
Oh,
with
man.
California state taxes, he sees 40% of that.
Yeah, you know, I was making more in Salt Lake City. What's happening here?
You know, taxing Fort Wayne. The fuck is this?
Did you see the brawl that happened in the Red Sox Yankees game?
I did not.
Oh boy,
was it a bench clearing brawl?
Yeah, the bench was cleared early in the game because someone slid spikes up into second. And, like, nicked our backup shortstop's, like, calf. So there was a little dust-up, a little brouhaha.
Oof. I hate it. Kerfluffle this early.
And then later in the game, one of our pitchers attempted to hit a guy once and then just drilled him in the ribs on the next pitch.
Good God.
And their guy slammed his bat in a sign of attempted tough guy-ism.
Sure.
And then just like ran out to the pitcher, and this is where I'm going to be Paul Pierce and Yankees fans are going to start being Kevin Garnett in terms of how people are telling the story straight. Our catcher's like 5'2", like 100 pounds soaking wet. They're trying to say he tripped him up on the way to the fight. He, like, grabbed his jersey, and the guy immediately broke the attempted tackle because he's much larger than our catcher.
That's usually how it works.
Correct. And then he took a swing at our pitcher, missed, so he went tumbling to the ground. And our pitcher got in, like, 3 punches that mostly missed, and then one that seemed to connect. And he also mushed the back of his head into the ground.
Okay.
And then Aaron Judge came in and just like, because he's 7 foot tall, just kind of like picked him up by the nape of his neck. And that was that.
Just like fighting dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. And then CC Sabathia came through just like a true drunk uncle with his like head down and just like barreled over like half the people in like both teams, like just barreled through whoever was in his way.
I would say the Yankees got a lot of large human beings, man. Like, when they get their chemistry clicking, I would not want to see that team, like, in the bar in Milwaukee for some reason. I don't know why they'd be playing interleague play, perhaps.
Milwaukee went back to the AL for some reason. Yeah.
See, Sabathia's like, I know a great place. And Sabathia, Stanton, and Judge walk out of there, and they're looking for trouble. They're going to find it.
I can't give Stanton fisticuff prowess yet. CeCe, I will. Judge, I mean, Judge is actually like huge.
Stanton is too. That's why I don't know if it'll matter. He's the smallest of those guys.
He is. But like, I was in an argument with the Yankees fan the other day. Like, I would take Hanley versus Stanton any day. Like, Hanley's a very burly boy.
Yeah, what's Hanley like? 6'3", 6'4". He's a big guy, isn't he?
I think he's like 6'2", but he's like the most like jacked out of all of these guys.
Nah, Stanton's cut up, man.
I'm telling you.
I was like, sheesh, bro.
He is. I'm not denying his thickness, but Hanley, Hanley went to LA and just like stopped like running and just decided to only lift. Like, he was like Orlando Dwight Howard the way he was lifting weights.
Yeah, I get that. He's still just smaller.
He's got fucking as big of a like exit velocity is either of any of those people. So he still swings it like they do.
I don't know. He's 10 years older than them.
I think that works in his favor.
I don't know. He might actually be 20 years older than them. Which would work in his detriment.
20 would be too much. 10 would be a sweet spot.
I was like, yeah, if I find out Hanley Ramirez is 44, yeah, there's nobody in the world that he couldn't whoop. I find out he's 54. Well, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, I'd take him versus like half the league as opposed to all the league.
Yeah, he gets about 49, 50. He's still got it. But 51, I can't do it, Hanley.
Like, I remember back in 04, they were, like, the last time there was a real brawl between, like, I don't even put this one anywhere near that level, like the Veritech A-Rod brawl, which I'm sure you've seen.
I do remember that.
And there's a part of that brawl where after, like, everyone in the infield calms down, the camera cuts. And David Ortiz and the now Phillies manager, Gabe Kapler, had a Yankee reliever by the name of Tanyon Sturts. Just it's like when you watch a nature documentary and like a pack of wolves will creep up on like a bunch of deer and they really only want to get one like separated from the pack. So it's pretty much exactly what they did. And Gabe Kapler, who was on all of the steroids, just had Tanyon Sturts like holding him down on the ground. And the last thing the camera shows, like I think Ortiz, like for some reason he had his helmet and bat on.
He was ready for war.
The Yankees were at bat like during this inning, so I don't know why he had these things. But the last thing the camera shows is Tanyon Sturts being pinned to the ground and David Ortiz cocking the bat back over his head.
Had to give him what for?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Tanyon Sturts made it out of there alive is like Ortiz, like God must have intervened there. Like, no, David, baby, you can't murder this guy in front of 30,000 witnesses.
I remember the Reds and Cardinals used to brawl and Cueto kicked somebody in the head and they got a concussion.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cardinals fans were pissed.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Here we, okay, there's someone. Okay, so the East, yeah, the Eastern Conference is set in stone. Yeah, still less certain on the West.
I just don't know how it could be set, again, unless it's fixed. Because we both agree those teams have the same record and they're currently playing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Portland's up 15. And so I don't know if he's just like chalking that as a win, like nobody's going to come back game 82, but I don't know. The Jazz seem like they would try too hard in game 82. They got the coach of the year, you know.
They do. You know who agrees with Quinn Snyder being coach of the year?
Everyone, literally everyone.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, is that who you want on your side?
Oh, boy. Let me crunch some more numbers. Did you see the graphic earlier that didn't have Stevens on it?
Oh, no. What was this?
I think somebody, I thought they added us both with it. And it's got, it's like one of the in-game graphics for the five coaches of the year. And Stevens is nowhere to be found. Like the one that was, Brett Brown was in there. He was the one that was like, okay. Like everybody else, like Casey was in there. D'Antoni was in there. Somebody, who else was like a lock? Popovich maybe. It was like everybody else you could understand. It was like, yeah, Brett Brown instead of Stevens. I was like, well, that's a take.
I don't fully hate Brett Brown being in the mix.
No, not at all. He was just the one I was like, okay, I haven't heard his name. He was the one that I hadn't seen. I was like, someone's missing though.
Yeah, I mean.
And it was Frank Vogel. It was on the tip of my tongue. Frank Vogel.
I'm prepared to be furious. I'm not currently, but we also have months before we find out.
Correct. Well, I don't know, unless that's fixed too. Maybe HP Basketball will tweet out all the awards.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, man. What did Anthony, Davis even play tonight? He did.
Oh, yeah.
15 rebounds, there. 4 blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Quick 22, 15. 3 steals, 4 blocks.
Maybe he shouldn't have. It brought his numbers, it brought his averages down.
Rondo had 19, 14.
I don't know. Which is points and which is assists, man?
Shockingly, the points more than the assists. He also had 4 steals and 5 boards. Like, what a fucking game against the Spurs.
So, who do they have first round? I think if the Pelicans get Portland, I think they can beat Portland. I don't know if they will. But I don't, like, I feel like they've got some size that could legit give Portland trouble.
Yeah, and honestly, like, part of the reason I've liked New Orleans from the onset of this season is because they have, like, no, I make a lot of jokes about Rondo, like, top five. That's obviously a joke. But the way he just controls this team, the court on the coach, the coach on the court things played out, but like just the offense specifically, like he has Holiday playing great ball, and he doesn't deserve all the credit, but he has Holiday playing great ball. He gets the ball to AD when they need to get the ball to AD, a mm-hmm. thing they did not do in previous years. Like McCollum nor Lillard is going to be able to like get in his grill and like take him out of the game as like their quarterback.
What I'm saying, like Ron, outside of what Rubio and Mitchell, I feel like Holiday and Rondo is as good a defensive matchup as you'll find for McCollum and Dame.
Right.
So that's something I think they can make it tough. I don't know, like just body type wise, I don't know who Portland has for Anthony Davis.
Who like, do you
Nurkic is too slow. Like if you put Aminu on him, like he'll destroy Aminu. Ed Davis, I feel like I don't think they have a good answer for him. Not that anybody does, but like you're making it easy for him.
Yeah, I mean maybe you throw
Collins. Like I don't.
I was honestly thinking it's probably going to be Aminu. That seems like the like unless you want like you just want to like hammer him with like Nurkic and like you just use Swanigan's like six fouls and just like a, like. Physically attack him, pretty much.
Bring in Papa Giannis. And Wade Baldwin.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, like, it's going to have to be a mix of Aminu and Nurkic. Like, hope Nurkic tires him out to the point where when he goes to the perimeter, Aminu can, like, get a couple steals and just, like, affect his dribbling.
And Aminu's a fine defender. So he's going to make him work, but AD's still going to get that 31-13.
Right.
So, like that, and with Rondo and Holiday making it tough, if that ends up being the matchup, oh, wait a minute, we might have an explanation here. Let's see. Again, from HP Basketball, it comes down to OKC winning the tiebreaker over the Jazz and the Pelicans losing to both, and OKC losing the tiebreaker 0-4 to the Blazers. If they tie with the Blazers, Thunder fall back to 6. If they tie with Utah, the Thunder rise to 4. So that's how the matchups are locked and per him.
Oh, so essentially.
I don't know.
If Utah would be 5 in that scenario.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, they're showing it on TV too. Yeah, it's just the numbers at this point. Matchups
okay,
are
now,
set.
So yeah, so when he meant the matchups were set, but the seeding isn't.
Yeah, that's what we're waiting. But I think it's still okay. Like whoever's.
So New Orleans could slide to 6, but they would still be playing Portland if they were the 3.
Correct.
And it would be Utah with... OKC. No, Utah would be the 5?
It depends on where they say. Utah would get the Thunder. I don't think it would affect home court. That's what I was looking at. I was like, I don't think it's going to flip home court for anybody. Because I don't think there's any way that... I don't know.
Well, if OKC is the tiebreaker on Utah, it sounds like they'd move to 4 and... Utah would be 5.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it would affect my picks, honestly. Like, if Jazz, Thunder, if... I don't think that would affect my pick. And Blazers, Pelicans. I think I'm slick ready to pick the Pelicans. Are we making predictions?
Yeah, if it's all set, we might as well.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going west or east first?
Let's go east because I feel like the west is more interesting.
Fair. All right, we've got Raptors, Wizards, 1-8.
I'm going to go out on the limb and take the Raptors.
How many?
4.
Ooh. Okay. Wizards in 7.
Sure.
Yeah, like why not? Like you said, the West is more interesting. I'm trying to. I think I would rather see Washington pick up steam than to be like, is Toronto going to choke? I don't know. I just don't really want to see that story.
Toronto losing to Washington is by far the funniest thing that could happen.
Okay, yeah, then that's what I want. Wizards in 7.
Boston, Milwaukee, what do you got?
Boston, Milwaukee. Good Lord. Before tonight, I was still thinking, like, could the Bucks give them a series? Yeah, I don't know if they... Ugh. I don't know if they could beat the Nets in a series. Let's go Celtics and... I'll say 6, but it's not a close 6.
I think I was going to say six. I think Giannis has two Giannis games that there's absolutely nothing you can do.
Yeah, I think he has two crazy games, and I think y'all just go ice cold like a couple games. Mm. And like maybe I'll pull out one of the Giannis games, maybe pull out one of the cold shooting games, but
right,
that's why I'll go six.
Ideally, the ice cold games happen the same night as the Giannis games.
Yeah, you'd like to see that.
So Philly, Miami.
What do you have? Celtics over Bucks and how many?
Six. I agree with you. Six, I think it's six.
Yeah. Sixers, Miami.
Sixers in like five, maybe six. I'll go five.
I'll go six. I could see them. I don't like losing one of the first two, like just being so amped up. And it's like, oh, right. Are the Heat here to scare anybody? And no, actually not.
Yeah, Philly has won potentially too many games in a row.
Yeah, too hot. Nowhere to go but down. So so Embiid's in for the playoffs, right? Like I saw him taking jumpers before the game with the mask.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything different.
Okay, so yeah. I'll say six.
All right.
I think Miami has a coaching advantage there.
I don't disagree.
So, I'll stick with six.
The matchup I didn't realize that was fully happening until my boy texted me earlier tonight. LeBron versus Lance Stephenson.
Ooh. Cavs in... I'll say five. I feel like this Pacers team not really battle-tested either.
They're not, but I'm going to say six. Like, I think the games Cleveland wins are going to be blowouts, but I think the two they lose, it's going to be – like, I think it's going to be a 2-2 series, and then Cleveland wins the last two.
Yeah, I can see that.
Should we go the full playoff bracket?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So we're looking at 1-4 Raptors-Cavs.
Well, you're looking at 1-8 or 4-8.
My pick would be the same.
Yeah. Cleveland in four in the second round.
You think they sweep the Raptors?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I would say.
LeBron's going to run the spin the ball on his hand play, and Ibaka's just going to be like, again?
He's like, what, Coach, you told me this was done. Casey's like, timeout, timeout, damn it. I will say. Yeah, for either Wizards or Raptors, I think it's going to be Cavs in six. I think the Cavs defense is going to fall apart for two games.
They got Perk.
Yeah, but they also got Clarkson.
What's the over-under for minutes Kendrick Perkins plays in these playoffs?
In the entire playoffs?
All of the playoffs.
Let's see. I'm figuring the...
1.5.
Cavs will play, 17 games, I'll say... You said games or minutes?
Minutes. And I set the line at 1.5.
Over. No, he'll play over. They'll be getting dusted by the Warriors a couple times.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Oh, yeah. He might go way over.
Philly, Boston.
I'm going Philly. I know they, like the young jitters really bother. It was pointed out tonight. It was like, the stuff the Nuggets and the Wolves are doing is like, these are two teams that have never been in the playoffs. Like, this is where it shows itself. But I do think the talent is going to overwhelm. So I will say Sixers in six.
I will say the Sixers, assuming they are as healthy as they are supposed to be in the playoffs, should beat the Celtics.
Handedly.
Hmm. I mean, you just said six. That doesn't sound very handedly.
I said should.
I watched these teams play too many times this season where Al Horford was more often than not the best player on the court in those games, not during the season. Simmons and Embiid had better seasons. But right. In those games, more often than not, he was the most effective player on the court for either team. Embiid got him the last time out. I wouldn't argue that. The other times, he did not. I do think Brad Stevens is going to have a field day with Ben Simmons' inability to shoot. And unless, like, it would be kind of funny if Fultz went off after a season full of Celtics fans wishing ill on Markelle Fultz.
Season. It's been a couple seasons, buddy. You know they hated him just because.
But I'm also not fully anticipating that. So I'm going to say Celtics in seven.
Oof.
And it's going to set up like a glorious... Like, I want these two teams to be going at it. Like, we were... And later in the show, we talk about Mitchell versus Simmons for the next 10 years. I still think the real rivalry that hasn't even fully started yet is going to happen in the second round, Celtics and 76ers.
They're already a great defensive – they've got three legit all-defense caliber players.
Celtics don't?
All-defense? Who? Three?
Yeah.
Horford, Juice, and who?
Your boy.
I mean, I like Tatum, but...
Smart's that caliber. He's probably never going to get there, but he's that caliber of defender, especially the versatility of which he defends.
I'll take each of the Sixers defenders over him.
Who's the third for the Sixers? Rocco?
Yeah.
Sure.
With their defense and no Kyrie, no Hayward, you guys have been missing him lately. I just don't see how y'all score enough points. I'm tempted to say Philly in five. I think they'll trick a game from youth. They'll probably trick a game just because Brad Stevens is really good. And I could see them, I could see Embiid just going crazy.
We have better shooters than they do outside of JJ.
Do you?
Juice shot 40 this year. Tatum and Al Horford both shot 44 from three.
What'd Covington shoot? High 30s?
I feel he could be anywhere. He could be absolutely anywhere.
He could be 49. He could be 22.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's see.
No, I feel like he's...
He shot 37.
Okay.
A career high, 37% from three. So worse than everyone I just mentioned.
Yeah, but y'all scorers always have... Or y'all shooters always have to, also have to be your scorers. Theirs don't. Covington don't have to score 20.
Very true.
They got Embiid for that. They got Simmons for that.
Embiid's put up over 20 on Horford once.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the most recent time they played.
I agree. But so he was healthy the other times. He was probably healthier the other times.
And he had double-double and 23-8 against him.
Yeah, and what did he shoot in those double-doubles?
He is shooting...
30%?
Which ones? There was a lot of double 50% in the first one. Let's see, 6 for 12, 4 for 16, 6 for 17, 10 for 19.
Okay. So those were the two I was thinking of. Okay. Yeah.
Two poor shooting games, one fine one, one really good one. That doesn't give me much.
The really good one counts for sure.
Yeah.
But to act like he was just out there running amok like he does on most of the rest of the league just didn't happen.
I'm not, but that's the thing, though. I think he's figured it out. I think he's figured out how to run him up. He had 26, 16, and 6 assists last time they played. 10 of 19 shooting. I think it's like, oh, okay. Like, first three times, like, I got you. And now I think his style, like, I think he's just going to eat him alive on the boards. I think it might get ugly there.
The boards are definitely, if they throw Simmons, Saric, and Embiid out there, which they will, obviously, they could own the boards. Yeah. They could own the boards. Well, I mean, for like long stretches. Like they could for sure own the boards if they're well coached enough to do that.
Well, as I saw on a graphic earlier, Brett Brown is one of the five top coaches this season. So,
and like I said last episode, Philly Cleveland is a far more intriguing series for a myriad of reasons. I just don't know if we're going to get it.
I think I have us getting it. I think we're going to get it. I just don't think y'all can score enough. And if I'm wrong, I'm fine with being wrong. I just don't see where the points are coming
from.
Yeah,
no, I very much get your concern. I do think there's going to be a Terry game where he just goes off because he has been like really good since Kyrie went down.
I would say, yeah, how many of those four games did y'all have Kyrie for?
Three of them.
And y'all went 3-1. Oh, yeah. Man, y'all might get swept.
Well, I mean, he didn't. He played in that loss.
So did he play in all four of them?
No, because he was hurt, like, when he broke his face, too. Kyrie had, like, a tumultuous year.
Yeah, he's a brittle boy.
The broken face was not his fault.
I mean, when is it? The broken knee wasn't his fault, but the game's a game.
And we also have Greg Monroe, who I feel like you're discounting mightily. I think if we do play Philly, we might have to start him. Although, it's tough, because Baines is our best defensive lineups when Baines is out there.
Does Baines hit the glass? Like, I know he's helpful, but is he like a...
He'll like box out.
Okay.
Let's see what he averaged on the year. He averaged five. Like you said, everyone on our team averages five rebounds a game.
Got you.
He was at 5.2.
Okay.
I'm looking Monroe right. per 36 probably averages like 30. Yeah, he also 6.2 for Boston.
I'm looking right now. Kyrie played in two games this year against Philly. He hit 20 points in both, and y'all won both. I don't think y'all have a chance.
So we went 1-1 without Kyrie?
Yes. As I'm saying, they'll trick one. Y'all be well coached for one, and Philly wins in six.
What did Juice do in these games, since you have him in front of you?
Let's see. I was trying to say how many times Irving had played against Embiid.
Got you.
Let's see what the Juice man did.
I mean, shit, Kyrie might have played in three then. Embiid might have just missed one of those games. Oh, no, we already said he played in four.
No, yeah, he was in... Yeah, Embiid was there for all four. Let's see. Juice in these four games, 10 points on 40, 33, 45 shooting. Not a good look for the Juice man.
Not strong.
Holy smokes, yeah. Rocco, man, nah, I don't know. He'll need to do more than that.
I agree.
And he's what, like, what is he on offense now? Like, option? Second, third?
Probably.
Like, who's first? I was going to say Horford, I feel like, but he just decides it. He's not really
the Yeah, it's option. More it's more they run the offense through him.
Juice is like one or top three, right? For sure.
Yeah, it would be like a rotation of who's hottest at the moment between Terry, Juice, and Tatum.
Yeah. I think he'll have a couple games where it's like, yeah, Juice can't, like he was, like he did the other night in the first quarter, and I think he'll have some where he just 20. Goes ice cold. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's been him, but.
And that, like, it works a lot better when you've got Kyrie scoring 25 every night.
Yeah, Kyrie's good. We get it.
It's true.
But I think I want to see the series.
Yeah, I want to see it. I just don't. I think it'll be a solid six games, but I do think Philly will win.
Yeah, I'm going to take. I would hate losing in seven, but the last time I recall Boston losing to Philly in a game seven in Boston is when the Beat LA chant was invented. So a Beat Cleveland chant wouldn't be the worst thing that happened.
A sign of things to come?
Potentially. It's something I've thought about more than just now.
Oh, I'm sure.
And do you have Cleveland beating Philly?
Yes. I think that's where the... But I don't know. Philly is... Does anybody else have two, like, legit All-NBA talents left?
In the East?
Yeah, like, I guess Lowry and DeRozan... I get, like, the Celtics don't have any healthy. Cavaliers only have one.
Yeah, the Celtics have three. Two of them aren't playing.
I was going to say, yeah. That do you a whole lot of good now. But
Wizards?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I feel like they're Lowry DeRozan level. But if Simmons and Embiid, if they just do what they've been doing, I think they go down in six. But this is the start of something.
Yeah, I mostly want Philly to win because I don't want to lose to the Cavs in five. Like, that would be so – not even – like, just boring. It would be very boring for just basketball, not even as a Celtics fan. It would just be super fucking boring.
It'd stink, and also there's no way y'all would win a game.
We'd absolutely win a game.
You certainly wouldn't.
We won a game last year with a worse team and a better Cavs team.
This ain't that.
I don't know. Tristan might be like getting paternity tests. Like, we won't have to worry about him.
Perk is there now.
Perk is there. It's a valid point. That's why I'm not saying six.
He's going to straighten out all this Tristan Thompson. Tristan's like, I got my tubes tied, man. I've never felt better.
Perk's going to rip open his groin area and just tie him together. Yeah, like I said, as weird as it sounds, I'm rooting for Philly-Cleveland because it's the most intriguing series by far. I'm glad Toronto's going to be out of here by the second round. I don't care to see them. Philly Cleveland going into Boston Cleveland is the most boring. Like, the Cleveland Indiana is the most interesting series out of those three.
Yeah, I guess by default,
just because of Lance.
Yeah,
and only because of Lance.
I guess.
Like, Miles Turner might have a game. Who knows?
Oladipo's first time as the man, I guess.
Right. It's not a ring endorsement by any means, but I'm saying, like, we know what's going to happen when they play Toronto, and we know what's going to happen when they play Boston. We legitimately don't know what's going to happen if they play Philly.
True. Well, we'll find out in my version of the Eastern Conference Final.
No, I mean, like I said, I don't think your version is necessarily wrong, but I'm not about to sit here and pick the 76ers over the Celtics, especially if it's wrong. I sat here last year and said what was going to happen when the Bulls played the Celtics, and that was 100% correct.
What they got to do with this year, man? We're talking about right now. Y'all don't have no offense.
No, I was saying, like, I was very inclined to say Rondo and the Bulls were going to get us out of here, so it's not like I'm going to sit here and lie.
Well, maybe you should.
Houston, Minnesota.
Yeah. Rockets in four. After what I saw tonight, I can't imagine D'Antoni shows up for a single game. He just lets his assistant handle. Like, you got this?
Well, maybe that's how they end up losing a couple games. Like, D'Antoni doesn't remind Harden they have a game that day, so he also doesn't show up.
Okay, Rockets in five then.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying Minnesota wins the series. Like, they might be able to steal one.
No, I don't. I really wanted to see them against the Warriors because now, is it Warriors Spurs? My God,
that's what it looks like. Yeah,
yeah, it's Warriors. Oh, I don't want to see a single minute of that.
What if Kawhi comes back?
I still don't. If Steph comes back, then also maybe. Kawhi's never coming back. Don't you get it?
No, he's
going
to
the Lakers.
He's not. He's not coming back.
He's going to the Lakers for both Ingrams and Luol Deng to make the money match.
Yuck. All right, so.
What do you say, Rockets Wolves?
Yeah, four. It kind of reminds me of AD's first time in the playoffs when they just ran into Golden State.
Yeah, you just got to take one on the chin.
Yeah, so hopefully, like, as long as Towns plays well, I don't care if they get swept. Then, like, Jimmy Butler's cool, I guess. I could see, like, Jimmy Butler accidentally hurting Harden.
I think it'd be on purpose. I don't think there'd be anything accidental about it.
No, I would say he would hurt, like, Chris Paul on purpose because Chris Paul's a prick. But Harden, it would just be like they get tied up. He rips his arm out of his socket.
Yeah, whoops.
San Antonio, Golden State. What are we going to call that, like, five or six?
Warriors in five.
Like, it should be four, but you know Pop's just going to win a game or two.
He's just going to make it go longer. He doesn't even want to. He want to go drink wine so bad.
He does. He's going to be mad when, like, Kyle Anderson hits a game winner.
He's like, I didn't bring another shirt. He's just wearing, like, the same suit flipped inside out. Yeah, Warriors in five.
The jacket's under the shirt.
Yeah. He just flips it inside out like Will Smith. Flips his dress code inside out.
He's got two dress shirts on, like Genuine. Oklahoma City, Utah.
I guess. The West didn't shake out the way we could have had some really good matchups.
Yeah, we could have.
And these,
I think it might pay dividends in the second and third round.
I hope. What'd you say? Jazz, Thunder. I will say. I'll say Thunder. I'll go Thunder. Cause
six?
I'll go seven.
Okay.
Because the Jazz, like, as long as Gobert is there, they're going to defend their ass off. But, yeah, I'll take Thunder in seven.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the worst, one of the worst matchups the Jazz could have.
Yeah.
Because Adams is not afraid of Gobert.
No.
At all. I think, like, the Thunder's bench could kill them, and also their starting power forward could kill them.
Hey, you leave Patrick like, Ingles Patterson is better.
Ingles is better than Melo right now.
Yeah. The grocery store and also Joe Ingles. Both better than Melo.
I feel like Westbrook's going to take it real personal. Like Mitchell thinks he has a beef with Ben Simmons right now. He doesn't even realize, like, Russell Westbrook didn't even know he was a human being and now hates him more than anyone else on the planet.
Russell Westbrook's like, why didn't I win Rookie of the Year? They're like, Russ, you're 8, you're 29. He's like,
and?
Yeah, he's like, I'm better than Mitchell. I'm better than Simmons. I'm better than Tatum. I'm going to show him.
Do you expect, we've talked about it a couple times, do you expect anything from Melo or whatever that gets just like a bonus or a huge negative?
I think this is, good God. I really want to, but it'd be for nostalgic purposes.
Yeah.
But I was watching some Hoodie Melo not long ago. So, yes, I'm going to say he turns it on.
If they let him play with the hoodie, yeah, I'm all Thunder might win it all.
It's not too soon. I think Silver would green light that.
Yeah, I'll run it by his desk.
Melo just plays it, devotes all the fine money to charity. Everybody wins.
Yeah, I'm actually going to lean Oklahoma City, too. Like I said, I think it's the worst possible matchup for the Jazz. And Westbrook, I mean, he's... Yeah, I don't know who's going to check, like, Paul George. I think that's the problem here.
Your boy Ingles.
Well, it would be my boy Jay Crowder, and I don't know if that's the best.
It's worse than Ingles.
To say the least.
That's like, I was trying to think, like, elite talent for elite talent. And Gobert's there, but
mm-hmm.
Russ is there, too. And Paul George usually steps it up, so I'll go Thunder.
Yeah, I'll say six, but Utah's defense has been smothering this past 24 games or whatever it is, but I just don't know if it's going to matter this series.
Yeah, they're another team. Like y'all, I don't know how they're going to, in a playoff setting, I think it's going to be very hard for them to score points. Like, they're going to play off of Rubio. They're going to play off Mitchell. Like, Mitchell's a fine shooter, but he's not like Klay Thompson. Like, we're going to have to stick to him.
Right.
Like, Gobert and Favors, I think their spacing is going to get mucked up. So they're going to have to win low-scoring games. I just think Thunder are just going to – like, they just have guys that can just get hot.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to put Paul George on Mitchell.
Yeah. I think that's something I would do.
Which sucks for Donovan Mitchell.
He's – like you said, he's going to get his – I mean, it's like Cat. Like, you, your first time in the playoffs, you usually take one on the chin. Happens to everybody, right. Except LeBron.
And Portland, New Orleans.
I think I'm going to go New Orleans.
I'm going to in say what?
New Orleans in... I'm going to say six. I don't think they've got a single thing for Anthony Davis. And again, not that anybody does, but just... Like, sometimes you want, like, a guy of similar body type to just make it difficult, hopefully. And he's got to have a mean of, like, 20 pounds. Like, Anthony Davis is big as hell
at
now.
At least.
Yeah.
At
like,
least.
I think he just goes crazy.
I want to pick the Pelicans. But I really love CJ McCollum. And I feel like him and Lillard live for this time of year in just these type of situations. So I think the Pelicans are going to have to win games by like 10, because if they're close towards the end, I'm more than likely inclined to believe that either McCollum or Lillard's going to hit like a balls dragging on the floor shot to just win the game for them.
With Rondo or Holiday in their jersey though? I think they'll go for those shots. It was just like, oh yeah, Holiday contested. He missed the shot. Pelicans win.
It's just one of the, they're just both players that I don't know if it matters. Like, we've seen Lillard, like that play where he was clapping. I feel like that was like 3 years ago now, where he was clapping like coming off.
Ago, man. That was Dame Lillard in college.
But it's just like McCollum wasn't even a thing yet when that happened.
Yeah, I think he was still hurt. I think it was like his rookie year when he was hurt, or maybe he just stunk then.
Right. So like now there's both of, like now there's that other option. Like, Lillard's not open, but McCollum sure is.
He doesn't have that, like, I have no doubts that he can do it, but he doesn't have that playoff record.
No,
like
he doesn't.
Like that Dame does. And again, like I think he can and will do it, but not, like he's going to have to. Like, he can't have cold nights because I don't think Dame can do it alone. And you're saying Portland and how many?
No, I'm not even know. I'm trying to talk myself through it. Like, I want to pick Portland because I feel like they've been better the majority of the year. And those two guards, like, I don't know if my brain's still stuck in March Madness where I'm more inclined to pick two guards come tournament time. Like, older, like, senior guards I'll always pick in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Here, I don't know. I don't think that applies at all, quite frankly.
Well, here's the thing. Like, did they play better most of the season? They're going to finish with the exact same record.
Yeah, but they've been the 3 seed this whole time. The Pelicans were the 8 seed, like this morning.
Yeah, and yesterday that was flipped. Like, that's the.
I don't know. Playoff Rondo still exists. He'll always exist. But like, who? Like, Anthony Davis is the guy they go to get a bucket from. Obviously, who's number two?
I think Holiday could do it.
Yeah.
Also, when Anthony Davis is doing Anthony Davis things, do you need, like, I think number two, you just go back to Anthony Davis.
It's not the worst strategy.
Also, I'm looking at, Mirotic hasn't, like, he hasn't played terribly. But
he has.
Like, he can get hot. He can carry you for a stretch. Holiday can carry you for a stretch.
Mirotic can get hot, but he can also, like, bury your own team.
I feel like he's been better at that this year, to his credit.
He
smoothed out the rough edges.
He has. Last year, he was a huge reason why the Celtics got out of the first round.
Yeah. I feel like they've got, like Etuan Moore, like Darius Miller guys that have just, like, been consistent all year. Like, that's the reason why they almost won 50 games.
Yeah.
So it's like McCollum or Dame hits a couple threes, goes on a run. Darius Miller hits a three. Timeout. Like, McCollum scores another couple in a row, Anthony Davis goes on a run. Like, I think they've got enough to, like, take their punch and be like, okay, we've still got Anthony Davis. We still got the better player on offense and defense, should it ever come down to it.
Yeah, all right, I'll set.
Yeah, I guess home court, like, if you think Portland's home court wins them.
No, I definitely don't.
Like, with them this even, like, they literally might have the same record. I don't.
And they have the better player. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll take the Pelicans.
Also, I'm looking now. Pelicans 24-17 on the road. Portland 21-20.
Both winning records. Yes.
That's what I'm saying, but barely.
Very barely. The definition of, like, one loss the other way, and boom, they're sub 500.
The Pelicans were 24-17 at home and away.
Pretty consistent.
That's kind of amazing.
It is. It truly is amazing. Because everything I've heard about New Orleans, it's not a basketball city by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, yeah, that's a football town.
It kind of surprises me, though. I feel like it should. Like, it feels like there's enough for both.
Nah, it's too ingrained.
And it's wild because LSU's had 3 of the greatest basketball players of all time stroll through there.
Ooh, who's the third? Oh, Tim Quarterman?
You're right, 4. Maravich. And, like, the Tyrus Thomas team was as electric of a college basketball team as I can remember.
And nobody cares. They'll still show up for LSU going 7-6 and squandering, like, 11 second-round picks.
and Zach Mettenberger.
Yeah, Holiday Bowl, congrats.
All right, yeah, you've convinced me. I'll take the Pelicans in six.
Fine, I can't wait to Portland just boat races them.
Yeah, I mean, you had Portland like as like a 10 seed before the season, also, and then you talked also, yourself into
it. Well, this also allows me to double down on they losing the first round and Dame's out of there. This is my one last hope for that, so I'm still with it.
Listen, there. You think I talk shit like when my teams do well. Rondo gets a win in the playoffs after like being the last player signed this offseason for any team. Like, oh, man, I can't wait for that.
Like, I'm still amazed. Where did Tony Allen end up? With, like, the Bull? Did he go in the Mirotic trade?
He might have.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, this is who. I was just, he would just be, in theory, he would just be another body to throw at McCollum and Lillard.
You'd think, yeah.
But, maybe he's done. I don't know.
I feel like when he either got hurt or left is when Darius Miller really stepped into his role, and he's been rather important for them.
Yeah, but that sounds like in a series like this, I feel like you could, like, you're going to need them both. You're going to need Mills shooting to space out Allen's non-shooting.
No, I don't disagree. I just wonder what they would look like if they hadn't discovered how useful Darius Miller was in their offense, like just regular season-wise.
I got you. I don't take away some of those cheek Diallo minutes.
I think Diallo was giving us hell last time we played them.
He stinks on 2K. I hate to see it.
That's all that matters.
He's tanking my player.
Ugh. All right, so we would have Houston, New Orleans.
Oof. I think I'd say Rockets in five.
Yikes.
It just feels like a bad matchup.
Because Capella?
Just like the shooters everywhere. Like when I was talking about like killing the run, I feel like the Rockets have more of those guys in the league than anybody. They can just like hit a three and kill your run. Like Tucker can hit one, or Gordon can hit one. Chris Paul can hit one.
Ariza.
Ryan Anderson can hit one. Ariza, like all those guys hit two threes in a row and kill your shit. And yeah, I'll go Rockets in five.
Yeah, because they're kind of just like a bigger, more experienced, better defensive playing, deeper version of Portland.
Yeah.
Like, they have the two guys that dominate everything. They have Capella, who's a more agile, slimmer version of Nurkic, if you want to really make a stretch of a comparison.
Spitting image, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pick the Pelicans because I refuse to lose Chris Paul's second-round jokes.
Hey, man, haven't come out of the first round. Now you're riding the horse. Look at this. Riding the bird.
I mean, I did have them out of the first round. Rewind the tape. I picked them coming out of the first round. I was trying to find a good reason to pick Portland. I couldn't do it.
You were dying. You wanted to pick Mo Harkless so bad your hands were shaking.
I did, because I was high on Portland before the year started.
Myers Leonard is what you did.
Always. Everyone knows that about me.
I think they're going to be really interesting once all those terrible deals run off. They're just going to have buku space. I don't know if anybody.
They're gonna give it all to Nurkic. This like this year.
I don't. But they've got so much, like Evan Turner and Harkless and Aminu and Myers Leonard. There's so much money.
I feel like you just named like $60 million and 20 of it's like Evan Turner.
I feel like they're each 20.
So yeah, they might be.
They're gonna give Nurkic. Nurkic will get like 15 to 20, and they're gonna have. Again, I don't know if anybody would want to come there. Imagine if they would have got Melo. Remember, it was like Melo should go to Portland because McCollum and Dame wanted him. Holy smokes, they'd be a 12 seed.
Yeah, they'd stink. They'd stink real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm not losing. I just already picture Rondo just putting his whole finger right in Chris Paul's face and then both getting ejected and the Rockets just losing that game.
That'd be tremendous. That'd be better happening like game one, so he misses like game two, and that's how they go down the series and never fight back? Or is it that happens like end of the series?
I think it needs to be like a 1-1 series and it happens in game three, so they go up 2-1 and then they win game four at home as well, so they're up 3-1.
Because he did it in the first quarter, so they were out basically two right. games of Chris Paul.
Right.
Got you.
Yeah, like something happens where they get a double tech in game two, but neither of them get ejected, and then it carries over into game three. Like real early, they get like a – they both dive on the floor for a loose ball, and Rondo gets up and just mushes Chris Paul into like the third row.
Rondo's read the playbook. He's like, no, no. He's like, I'm sure. If you tie two players' shoelaces together, they're both ejected for 96 quarters, however long that is. And Monty McCutcheon checks and he's like, I'll be damned. He's right. Three, you're out of here. Nine, you're out of here.
Rondo's just got the biggest smile on his face.
Chris Paul just burst into tears. Chris Paul's yeah, like, eight. Well, I'm not – he's my ride, so I'm not staying with him.
That's never going to happen, but by God, am I praying for it.
It'd be pretty – I don't – it'd be really – but I do really want healthy Rockets, healthy Warriors. I think I want to see that more than – I would love those jokes. But again, if they just get boat raced in the conference finals, it's still going to be jokes. I think I'm praying for the best of both worlds.
It will definitely be jokes, but I feel like that's short-sighted because it will be jokes that week. But then, like, next year when you go and reach for that Chris Paul second round, you're going to be like, ah, fuck.
The only thing, if they weren't on a, like, Houston is at 65, 66. That's historically great. They're going to have the MVP again. They're going to have, or they might have Coach of the Year again. Might have Sixth Man of the Year again. And so to do that, and if they just get boat raced, like just don't win a game, that'd be good jokes. We'd find our laughter.
I don't disagree. I guess it's more me. I'm you before the Patriots Falcons Super Bowl, where I don't think it would be funny if Matt Ryan lost, and then it was very funny when Matt Ryan lost.
Fair.
So I hope you're right. So obviously we think Golden State's going to beat whoever the Thunder.
I'll call it six. No, wait, is it that's second round?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Steph will just be coming back. I'll say six. If that, they said, so I mean, I feel like that's, if everything goes perfectly, he's back for second round.
Well, Steph has said he wants to play in the first round. I don't know if that's, like, I don't know what he would gain from saying that if it weren't true in his mind.
As it were, they don't listen to him. I feel like Steve Kerr is like, he's not even on our roster. That's why we signed Quinn Cook. Steph's not even on our first round roster. He literally can't play.
That's probably for the best, because he's probably just going to show up like bowling like he does before pregame, so just like rolling the ball across the court.
Oh, yeah, having a gay old time.
I'm going to say five.
Yeah.
Westbrook's going to have his one game where he remembers how much he hates KD and just scores like 70 points.
I think that'll be the one they lose.
It's, yeah, true. But other than that, I don't know. Like, Golden State, here's the thing. They're either going to win this series or, like, as they're supposed to and, like, handle their business, or they're just, like, really not right.
I'm not buying it yet.
No, it's way too early to buy it, but I do think it's worth, like, thinking about, because they've looked like dog shit with Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson, like, playing.
They had, but weren't like Iguodala and Livingston out? Like, they were. Steph's not the only one out for them right now, right? Like, I feel like they're. And I don't know if it's like resting people, staggering stuff.
No, you're right. But at what point this year were you like, ah, Andre Iguodala looks good?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's mellow. Only a winner. Ugh. So he's going to turn it on the playoffs.
You'd hope. Like, I want the Warriors to win this year if I had to pick. Well, I want the Celtics to win this year.
What is this about? Where'd this come from?
I just know that's not even an option. So of the teams where it is an option for, I don't know. I like seeing history and them winning 3 and 4 years, and the year they didn't win, they went fucking 73-9. Feels like a pretty historic run.
Yeah, like, I don't – I'm looking now. They lost. It wasn't great, but their last – 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The last 7 losses, every loss they've had since March 19th has been to a playoff team. So they're not like dropping games to Atlanta. Like, if they were doing that, I'd be a little bit worried.
That's fair.
But they got blown out at Utah, lost to New Orleans by 6, blown out in Indiana, lost to Milwaukee, Indiana, Utah, San Antonio. So it's yeah, if they were losing like man, how did they lose to the Nets? How did they lose to the Bulls? I'd be more worried. They're losing to other good teams.
Listen, we've already discussed Milwaukee is not a good team.
It's like they've got like 45 wins. It's like I wonder, like maybe Giannis is the MVP.
It's
because that team stinks.
That team really does stink.
It's like, man, Giannis is either nowhere near as good as we think he is, or he's so much better than we think he is. I have no idea which.
Right, we're gonna. 20 years are gonna have to pass before we actually know.
Oof. Giannis Stackhouse, oh my.
So yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting. I think Golden State's just going to turn it on. Like this conversation I brought up might sound absolutely preposterous in like 5 days. But I do think it's worth thinking about, like, especially with how, like we said, dominant Houston's been start to finish this year, even with injuries.
Oh yeah. They have been a well-oiled machine, like for sure. And I think, in one part, it's because they know, like, if they're going to beat the Warriors, everything needs to go perfect. They needed that home court. The Warriors know they don't need it. And I'm looking, like, of their last, in the last week, they played 5 games, 4 on the road. Like, seems like bad scheduling.
It does.
And again, all these teams were playoff teams. Russ gave them 44. Like, I don't know. I'm just not worried yet.
Whoever made the schedule definitely thought Indiana was a layup of a game.
Oh yeah, like they sprinkled in Phoenix twice, to be fair, but they beat Phoenix both times by double digits, like what they should do. So I'm
correct.
And they had a game against Sacramento in there too, beat them by double digits on the road. So I feel like they're doing what they should be doing.
Yeah, they lost 24 games like that.
Yeah, and people are like, are they done? Is it the Rockets year?
Yeah, their wins 112-96 over Sacramento, 106-94 over Atlanta, 117-106 against the Lakers.
That's what I'm saying, like, double-digit wins over lottery teams.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a stretch here where they beat the Clippers, OKC, 112-80. This was right after the All-Star break. Yeah, and they beat San Antonio 2 of the last 3 times they've played.
So, like, again, I think they're probably right on schedule. Like, they're probably like, this is exactly what we want to be doing. We're fine.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the hope.
I mean, again, and all this, like, with no... I'm trying to say, yeah, Iguodala's played 1 game in the last 5.
Yeah, and he says a sore left knee.
That's just old age, Daddy. That's just
right.
What it is now. Like, Livingston's missed a couple games out of the last 5. Again, all against playoff teams, and they've still beat who they should have beat and lost to other good teams. So I'm not worried at all.
Yeah, and it's going to be, 3 games over these next 2 months where Nick Young just has like a 20-point quarter.
Yeah, and I feel like they'll only need one. Like, it'll happen 2 more right. times. They'll already be up 20, yeah.
All right, so Golden State, Houston, what do you got?
I'm trying to decide, either 5 or 4. Now, I'm thinking 5 or 6. What are you thinking?
Or well, against my Houston? Pelicans.
What was I thinking? That's the real question.
No. I don't know. Steph really lives to embarrass Chris Paul. That's like his...
It's on his list.
It's one of his favorite things to do in this world. I don't know. Last year, they were 4-4-4, and that was mostly because Kawhi went down. I don't know if they're going to sweep Houston. I just don't know if Houston's too good to get swept by anyone.
Yeah, no, Houston's really good.
Yeah, like, they're not Toronto. Correct. Like, they are actually... Although Harden does have, like, his own personal hill to climb where he just doesn't vanish.
Correct.
As does fucking Chris Paul.
Correct.
So if they both just vanished again, it would be very funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, them just getting like after all this, 66 wins and they've created more points than ever. Harden should have two MVPs, and Steph is just like, oh yeah, I got you.
Maybe
he just got Chris Paul just playing Twister out there like he used to.
We talked about how important not the most talented teammates can be. Maybe PJ Tucker in that locker room is just going to like threaten them into playing well.
Could be. It'd be like, guys, my shoes are too fresh to lose tonight. We can't. We can't just be out there lackadaisical.
So yeah, I'll say six. They'll win that last one at home.
The thing it's just the question that I have. Again, I don't know what the final record ended up being with Paul, Harden, and Capella. But just when they go small, where does Capella go? And I'm trying to think. I don't remember what they did. I feel like the Golden State never plays all their cards, so I feel like I don't even know if it would matter.
Well, if they have Coach of the Year Mike D'Antoni, maybe he can learn how to throw his own out there. Quick little 3-2.
I guess.
Just put Capella at like the head of it and just have him try and cause as much chaos as possible.
Man, if only the Warriors had a couple shooters to bust that zone.
Well, that's why you go 3-2. If you go 2-3, I mean, they're just going to be pulling up from all over the place.
I think you'd have to go 5-0 before you. And even then, Steph's getting an open look.
They just lock arms at like half court. Like, yeah, you literally can't get by us.
It's just Red Rover, and you just forget Draymond in the corner. 3 points.
Yeah, Steph just goes under it. They're like, God damn, why didn't we see that coming?
Anthony's like, time out.
Steph gets by them, still pulls up. So what are you saying, 4 or 5?
No, I'll give them 6 out of respect for Houston. They're a really good team. Warriors are just a really great team.
Yeah, it's could be, I don't know. I'm going to be a little upset when we lose those jokes, but hopefully Chris Paul gets put on his ass a few times and that'll be enough to satiate my thirst for making fun of Chris Paul.
I feel like all good things must come to an end. Like another thing with Durant, I feel like we go through this last playoffs and last year. Like when Steph went down and when Steph was out, I feel like the offense always struggled with only Durant. Right. And then I feel like once they picked it up, they were scoring 120 points again. I feel like didn't we just see that?
I guess the difference was Draymond was much better last year.
I just don't think he cares. Like regular season.
It's for sure possible. They've played more games than anyone not named LeBron James, who's played the exact same amount of games as all of them these past 4 years now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and in these last couple of games, like some of these Durant didn't even hit 30 minutes.
Right.
So it's like Steve Kerr knows he's, like their season is 2 months away from being over. He couldn't care less about this game.
Yeah.
I don't know what Houston's going to do when they just go to their bet. Like if you put Capella on Iguodala or something, that's still going to pull him somewhat away from the rim. Like you're still going to be playing into what they want. I don't know.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put him on Draymond.
But then like what if they go like back to Durant at center and he brings Capella all the way out,
so like Draymond's not even on the court, you're saying?
No, I mean just like last year where it's based, I mean positions or whatever, but Durant was defending centers. Because they're not, like, Capella's not going to post up. He's not going to, like,
I thought you meant on Houston's end defensively. Like, what are they going to do with Capella?
Oh, no. He'll be fine. It's just, I don't know.
Then, yeah, Durant's definitely going to be on him. And he's just going to be getting a lot of, like, weak side blocks. But I guess that's where the danger comes in. Because if Durant starts cheating on those, and it's specifically Chris Paul driving, he's just going to flip it up for a dunk.
I guess, but even then, like, I feel like it's either going to be he or, like, whenever Ryan Anderson plays, they're just going to, like, cut him out. They're just not going to guard Mbah Mute. They, like, probably won't guard PJ Tucker. Like, you can hit shots. You don't take enough of them to ultimately matter.
Like, kill us, yeah.
Yeah, like, PJ Tucker gets hot. He may finish with 9 points. Like, it's a good game for him, but you can live with that. I just think they're just going to I don't know, best pair for best player. I think Durant's better than Harden. I think Steph's better than Chris Paul. I don't see
Clay or Gordon.
Oof. No, but I don't know. I just really don't see it. I feel like they're trying to play their game, and I don't see them playing it better than them.
No, they won't. They need that, like, to win their games. They're going to need that, like, Clay fouls out in 7 minutes and is sitting on the bench smiling from ear to ear game.
Right. There's your Nick Young 22 points in 22 minutes right. game.
Right. And like a Draymond ejection game, but then like Jordan Bell comes in and plays like better somehow.
I was like, well, was Draymond holding them back?
Yeah.
Like Looney's been giving them some solid minutes. Like if he can just give them like anything off the bench.
Right.
I don't even know if McCall's back. Like McCall's not even back.
Right.
He
they're going to
come back. Like he might just be out.
They're going to end up playing like a 7-8 man rotation of 8 of the best players in the world, and it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's going to be great because for the most part, those guys are going to be playing 28 minutes because they're up 22 points. So,
all right. So the stout defensive Cleveland Cavaliers versus 3 of the greatest offensive players of all time. Who do you got?
Bucks and 6. No. I think I'll always give a game out of respect for LeBron, but Warriors in 5.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only reason I could come up with. But as the Pelicans hoist the trophy against Cleveland, against the 76ers.
As our Cam.
No, the Warriors in 5.
Who do you see? Who do you think has a better chance against the Warriors? Rockets are like the Rockets are clearly a better team, but in a series, who do you think has a better chance of beating them?
Rockets.
By far. Like, if Rockets Cavs played in a series, what do you think it'd be?
I'd say Rockets in 6.
I might go 5, man. That feels like a terrible matchup for the Cavs.
It is. I just think they would, again, like you talk about unproven. Like, I think LeBron might take game 1 and then also game 3. And then, like, Houston.
Maybe also games like, 2 and 4.
Right. Like, Houston. Like, he knows, like, what Golden State has. He also knows what Houston has and that they're terribly unproven. And I think he'd take full advantage of that for as long as he could.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
And it's not like Cleveland can't score. Like, they're not as good as they have been these past couple of years offensively, but like if Houston just completely got out, like if they were in the finals and all of a sudden like they see LeBron right there and they just like lose all the defensive identity they've been able to create and they just try to get into like a shootout, I could see that going awry.
I was like, yeah, like you said, I think it would just take, if LeBron takes game 1, that's a wrap. Like, Harden's in his head. Then he takes game 3, and it's like, oh, Harden's checked out. Fuck this.
It's certainly possible.
I just think, like, good as Houston is, I don't think there's any way it's like, man, they lost in 7, but they gave him a good, like, if it's these particular Rockets, I just feel like it ends horribly. Like, swept in the second round.
That'd be tremendous.
Yeah, like even like with you, like they made the, what was it, when they were the lower seed, they made the conference finals and they were the good seed and went out early because Harden was partying with the Kardashian last.
Well, that's because they didn't have Josh Smith anymore.
They're bad.
So say the least. So, yeah, who's finals MVP?
I'm going Steph. I think Steph, he could make things very, very interesting, like when talking about, like, career peaks.
Right.
If he, like, finishes with, like, this peak he's on now with 3 rings, 2 final, 2 regular season MVPs, and a finals MVP with all the 3-point records, like, that's got to be up there with some of the great peaks. And he's like 30. So, yes, this might just be another 4 or 5 years of this. And
you know
in
what
which
I
case, he'd be
Steph,
the best point guard of all time.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he gets Finals MVP in his third ring, he has that. Like, just, it's over.
You think you put him over? So who would you have there, Magic?
I have Magic 1 now, yeah.
So it's Steph 2 now?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I mean, it ain't Oscar Robertson, for damn sure.
Like, there are other guys who have had, no, I was going to say more overall, like, more well-rounded games, but that's not true. That's simply not true.
More than, I was going to say, yeah, he's, like, a passable defender, passable right. Everything else.
Like, kid, like, everything Steve Nash did, Curry just does better. I guess you can give Nash the obvious passing nod, but literally everything else, Curry does better.
Literally twice as better. If not three times.
Like, Kidd was a better defender and a better passer. And that's it. Again, everything else.
And yeah, like, big check mark. Like, a big nod.
Like, Peyton, better defender. That's where that ends.
I'm looking right now.
Better athlete.
Stockton. Like,
right. Stockton, better defender, better passer, nothing else.
Isaiah Thomas.
Nothing. Did nothing
Cousy.
Better than Steph Curry. Oh, yeah, well, don't get Havlicek involved in this conversation.
Oh, I would never. I think the one that's going to be interesting is, like, when it's also, I think Russell Westbrook, because it's going to be like he's playing in the shadow of Steph, who's probably going to, like, again, if he's not already the best point guard of all time. It's like, where's Westbrook? But like, he did have the triple doubles. He pretty much had everything but the rings.
Listen, pal, if you think people are going to be putting Russell Westbrook ahead of Chris Paul, you're a better man than I.
Oh, no. I don't even think they're going to put him ahead of, like, Gary Payton.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that level. And, again, Thomas, I don't remember too much about it. He was before my time. I love Gary Payton. He was great, but... is Westbrook better than, is what he's doing now better than what Peyton did? Probably. Yeah. And I feel like there'll also be people like, no, he wasn't even better than Walt Frazier. He wasn't even a point guard.
Yeah, Russ, when they get into the historical, I mean, he might average a triple-double again next year because he can.
I said that earlier. I was like, what reason would you think this stops?
Like, we've seen what happens when he breaks his face. He misses a quarter. Like, it's not like an injury can, like, there's no concerns, really.
Yeah, and I really think this is, like, the four-minute mile. Like, Russ did it and then did it again. I think, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Ben Simmons did it next year. Like, if he stays healthy, I'd be shocked if Ben Simmons didn't average a triple-double at least once in his career. Like, just with the way the game's going and as good as he is. I think LeBron might do it. Like, I just feel like people are going to start doing it now.
I think it's going to be hard for Simmons with rebounding just because of who he plays with.
I don't know. Because he's, like, Embiid's getting his, you know, 11 or 12, but he's basically the power forward after that. Like, there's plenty of boards left for him.
Yeah, but what's Saric getting, like, 7, like, moving forward?
Yeah, but if he makes it a goal like Russ did, and everybody just wants to start blocking out for him.
Do you think Embiid's going to do? Embiid might want to try and average triple double.
Maybe they both can. Like, I don't. Here's the thing: like, Simmons is at 8 right now.
Yeah,
the very first time he's ever played ball, he's at 8 right now. So if he wants, like, his body will still develop. Maybe not. Maybe he's just 31. Actually,
I could see Simmons having a very LeBron
just 7.
Yeah, I could see Simmons having a very LeBron-type career in the sense where his assists and rebounds never move.
Right.
Like, they're just, whatever they are now, they just are. Like, it's not a knock by any means. Like, his points, he's going to get more efficient, all that. But his points and rebounds, like, they'll have, like, jumps like this year where LeBron put up 9 and 9 for each of those. But I could see him having that kind of career where it's just like while it's happening, it's not impressive. And then when we get to year 15, we're like, holy shit, this guy's just done this every single year.
Yeah. See, the only thing I think I feel like he's ready to take some kind of leap. He's either going to do like a triple or he's going to come out shooting 35 footers next year. He's going to start getting to the line 10 times. Basically, we're all fucked is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, like his points, he did 16 this year. like, I don't, if he's ever a 20-point scorer, I don't know if that's a best, like, a good thing, like, with his passing. Does that make sense?
I think if he's a 20-point guy and still distributing exactly the same, I think he could be 20-point this year if he just shot better.
Yeah, well, if he just shot from different places.
Right. Yeah, or if he just got to the line basically two more times a game.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be at 20 with, if he could shoot free throws at a higher clip and he just got to the line two more trips, like, that's 20 right there.
See, to me, he feel like, I've always thought of John Wall, I feel like he needs to be the third leading scorer. Like, if John Wall's scoring 20 points, that's not the best John Wall. Or that you're not getting the best John Wall. If he's like 15, 16, because he can really pass, right, I think that's going to be Simmons. Like, yeah, he could get 20, but if he's getting 20 for you on a night-to-night basis, something went wrong. Like, he should be getting 14 and 12 assists. Like, that's what he wants to be doing.
Right.
The thing is, I wonder, like, if it'll affect him, like, some of the, like, Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul is so efficient. Like, maybe he should shoot more. Like, maybe Nash should have shot more.
With, yeah, Simmons, Jokic.
Yeah, but, like, Simmons is just so, like, physically imposing at his position, it might not matter. Like, he's just, yeah, I mean, going to have that advantage every night, pretty much.
I think it's going to be interesting because we talk about Simmons developing, but Embiid's also far from a finished product, too.
Yeah.
And we saw he shot real well from three last year, not as well from three this year. I saw someone saying yesterday he's still shooting elite from, like, 16 to 23 feet, like, right in, like, the worst shot you can take, but he's still elite from shooting there.
I know. I feel like everyone that leaves his hand, I was like, oh, that's money.
Yeah. So I still think he has a lot to add to his game, and I think they're both smart enough, and Brett Brown, to give him credit, where they're all going to try and grow very much together. And, I mean, Fultz falls into this, too.
Fultz feels like James Harden in OKC to me.
Yeah.
Like, Harden, I believe, was healthy his rookie year, but didn't. Like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, this Harden guy's got necks, and he was allowed to grow at his own pace. Like, off, and maybe Fultz role is off the bench, but if it's in, like, a couple years, it's like, oh, no, Fultz is ready to, like, it'd be a good problem to have. No, he's ready to lead his own team. But, yeah, you cross that bridge when you get there.
Correct. And, I mean, shit, they have the Lakers pick this year, which we agree is going to be a very good player.
Yeah, if they...
They're going to get, like, the 10th pick in the draft.
I was like, if it's either Bridges, particularly Michael, it might get ugly soon.
It might get ugly
sooner than later.
It might get ugly for, like, Michael Bridges is so perfect, it might actually ruin that team because he went to Villanova. The city already loves him. I could see, like, Ben Simmons getting a little jealous of that.
Getting a little cat Embiid, Embiid jealous of some of the Twitter attention. I kind of like it. It just wrecks the team from the inside.
Right, yeah. Like, they might need to just punt that. Like, they just don't even make the pick. Like, they're like, no, we don't want it.
Man, that's what... It's like the only reason I have to pick against the Sixers. Like, until the cat is, like, experience. It's like, when, like, you don't... There's no way to get it until you have it, duh. But I don't know, like, how much is enough. Like, Ben Simmons might, as good as he is, he might see 10 playoff games, like, okay, I got it. Like, as good as Embiid, he's like, okay, two rounds. Okay, I know the style of this game. Like, I'm not a rookie anymore. Got it. I'm not a playoff rookie anymore. Got it.
It's, like I said, it's certainly, if I'm Cleveland, I'm praying I get Boston. Praying.
Oh, yeah. No. Even, again, I think they could and would beat them, but it wouldn't be fun.
Well, for them, for everyone else, it would be delightful.
Would it?
Like, for me and you?
If they beat, I mean, I don't, like you said, with series, we know what's going to happen. I think we know what's going to happen with Warriors, Cavs. What if it was Warriors, Sixers? I think, like, we know who would win. Do we know how it would happen? That'd be more interesting than Warriors-Cavs, right?
No.
You'd rather see Warriors-Cavs?
It's not rather see. I just think, like, that Like, you talk, the Celtics don't have enough scoring. Well, the Sixers do not have enough scoring to play the Warriors.
Yeah, but if,
like, at all.
When Embiid starts playing 40 minutes a game instead of 30.
He's going to be playing a lot of minutes when they're down 30. I feel like it's a waste.
I don't. As good as he is defensively, do they get down 30? Like, even if he's not hitting shots.
Who's he covering at the three-point line?
Yeah, but he's four, they're not even looking. Plus, they've got, like, again, two all-defense guys at the perimeter. So they're not even looking inside. And you've got Simmons and Rocco on the perimeter. They're, I don't know. I just think it'd be interesting to see because I feel like we know what Warriors-Cavs looks like.
And we do. And I don't disagree with you that. We very much do. But at least, like, LeBron's there. Like Draymond would be openly, like, I can't imagine the stuff he'd be. Like, he might re-ruin Fultz's brain.
Would he? I feel like Embiid would have, like, they wouldn't let him get ruined.
You'd think, but, like, he also, like remember when Jordan ruined Muggsy Bogues?
Jordan ruined everybody, man.
He did, but, like, imagine, like Ben Simmons might never shoot a three his entire career if he had to play the Warriors.
He might not already. Like, look at right. Like, no, like, nobody on the Sixers team played 34 minutes a game. Like, that's some Warrior shit. So, yeah, it when is. It's time for Ben Simmons to actually start playing, like, 39 minutes and Embiid 40 minutes, and you've got, like, two elite talented there, two of the five. And I don't know.
I think for that series to be as intriguing as I want it to be, Fultz would have to start.
Maybe he, like, that's the thing. If they get this far, they clearly beat the experience Knox or whatever. And maybe it's like Fultz is just money. Or maybe he's, like, killing off the bench. Like, he's automatic, like Ginobili. And they just ride that into the finals. I don't know.
I was thinking for his defense, not even his offense.
Fultz will put him on, on Steph?
He's going to have to be on Steph or Clay.
Oof. I might would rather want him on Clay, honestly. Like, he's not going to play 30 minutes either way. If he's going to play 20 minutes, then I want him running around with Clay.
Right, and he has the length to at least get a hand up.
Yeah. And then you go, I guess, Covington, Durant, and then Simmons. Do you put him on Curry? Like, just hope just muck things up? Or do you?
I don't know if that's mucking up anything.
I'm just like the overwhelming size. Like, just like, he's not going to, and he's also a good defender. I don't want to sell him short.
He's a great defender. It's not even what I'm trying to say. It's just like, one thing that's always stuck with me, and this is either going to piss you off or you're going to just be okay with it.
Oh, boy.
But one thing that's always stuck with me is,
if you say Steph Curry's really good, I'm going to fight you.
No, it's not even that. But that is true.
I'm going to fight you.
When Red used to coach, like, way back in the day, he would do split squad practices where he would put all of his guards on one team and Bill Russell and all of his big men on the other team, and Russell's team never won, not once. I just don't know.
And that's your best center of all time?
But that's what I mean. Like,
couldn't be me.
Like, Philly doesn't have him.
Philly doesn't have who? Or maybe, like, again, maybe Fultz sees some of both.
Right, he would have. That's what I mean. I think he'd have to. And, like, cause maybe you just put, like, JJ on Clay since he knows, like, how to run through picks since he's the one usually running off of them.
Ugh.
And you just hope Fultz,
You can hope McConnell. I think McConnell could scrap it. I hope he has, like, a deli moment against Steph.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Again, Steph is Steph, and, like, he'd, of course, have the advantage over anybody, not just Simmons.
We both just called him the best point guard of all time.
Yeah,
so.
He's really fucking good. It's true. But I don't know. I do think, like, with just those looks and step backs, Simmons' length alone, he'd be able to get a hand up. Now, again, with Steph, it might not matter. But if that keeps two threes a game from going in, that might be enough to swing something.
That lose by 19.
Yeah. A little something to tip your cap.
especially if they have Embiid on Draymond. Like, Draymond might just stand at half court, like, and keep Embiid nowhere near any of it.
Well, the thing I wonder is, like, can you even play Zaza? Like, do you even bother? Do you just go straight to the small lineup and try to get him out of there?
Well, this is going to sound terrible, but of course they play Zaza for his penchant to injuring other players.
Oh, God. Do you know, man, I don't even want to say it. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, you can't.
I won't do it.
Everyone in the world knows what you're thinking, and it wouldn't be good.
No, that's why. No. Not even in joking, I wouldn't say that.
Because it's not a joke. Yeah, that's why. Like, it's not a joke. Like, Zaza's that big of a dickhead.
Good God. That might be all the Warriors need.
And also, our good close personal friend, guy who really loves me, JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
Could also talk about a guy who mucks things up.
He just walks in, and he and Embiid just do the Spider-Man point for 36.
I mean, yeah, you want to talk about the best player from last year's playoffs, JaVale McGee.
Still, and now he hits threes.
Did you see Marshawn Brooks is top five in PER for the year?
Of course he is.
Like, what fucking stat.
I was like, what happened? He was one. He must have had a bad game.
Yeah, struggled tonight. Dropped him from 3 to 5.
Pathetic.
But yeah, I do think Golden State, they just go on like 18-0 runs, like waking up in the morning. Like, I just...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think with just their length and the good defenders they have, like, maybe they cut it to a 12-0 run. That's 6 points right there. Maybe Simmons gets his hand up on two more threes. That's another 6 points. Like, enough to, like, within the margins that it's like, okay. Like, Philly, they got their head busted, but they're clearly going to be something. Like, Heat, Thunder.
I think that's true regardless whether or not they get there. But
yeah,
it's like,
if they lose the finals, they blow this team up. Yeah.
If I think the thing is, like, they could even make those 12-0 runs, 6-0 runs, but, like, they would have to score on the other end. And Golden State's not like they're also long and athletic and can defend.
But who would guard Embiid, though? One-on-one, they need a bucket. Draymond?
They'd have to get the ball to Embiid in the first place. And I don't know if that's as easy as, like, especially, like, imagine if you put Durant on Ben Simmons and Durant just stood 18 feet away in front of Embiid, who has Draymond behind him.
I feel like that's way too, like, Simmons is way too good. Like, he's like, okay, somebody's open over there. I don't even see him yet. And they're not even open yet, but they will be. And I see him.
I think that happens against the Celtics. I don't think that happens against the Warriors.
I don't know. Like, I hear what you're saying, not enough to matter. I agree, but I do think it would happen.
Yeah, no, and I say none of this to knock the Sixers, because, I mean, we're talking about them in the finals. That's anyone who thinks we're not big on the Sixers is never, just doesn't listen.
Well,
of our audience.
I was going to say, they never did. I think I really want Philly to win early so bad, because we really, like, you just really don't know. Like, it was right. Like, oh, the Thunder, man, they'll be back 100 times. Who even cares about this finals? And
no, you're right.
I just hope in 5 years that, like, I don't care, but I hope they maxed out what they could be together, I guess I should say, whatever that looks like. Because I don't think Oklahoma City did. Like, Orlando didn't. Plenty of teams before, and it's just really a damn shame. So I really hope this team maxes out whatever they can be.
Nah. If they, like, got to 75% of it and the Celtics maxed out what they could be, now I'm on board.
If they would be minus to our A+, I'd yeah, like, the Celtics, like, same thing. Like, they're in a different space. Like, for different reasons than Philly, but they could be really special. Like, really good
year one,
and with good assets. Yeah. So
not so much.
Remains to be seen. They just Jaylen just leads them into the conference finals.
You would be more shocked than I would.
No, I really hope he has I just want the Jimmy Butler comps to keep coming. I want to be like, hey, I'm just saying, in Jimmy Butler's second playoffs, he averaged less than Juice, just saying.
Is this Jimmy Butler? I feel like he's been in like four playoffs.
No, he was there. He was just He was in mop-up duty when Rose was running the point.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's been in plenty of playoffs.
I forget how long he's been around.
He's an old man. It's true.
Jesus Christ. Well, my finals MVP is Durant. I know I didn't get... We got a little sidetracked.
If he's in that series, he is the probably good bet to repeat.
I do like the Steph angle, though, where he could just, like, elevate his legend to even higher.
That's why, just because I know, like, it'll be wrong, because he played a hell of a finals last year and didn't get finals MVP and didn't deserve it. Like, he could do that again and just be like, 3 rings, no finals MVP? I don't know. I could just hear it now. So I need him to get at least one. He should have one, but I need him to get one.
Who got the first one? Iguodala?
Iguodala. I think Steph should have that one.
Yeah. Yeah, people do like to try and, like, tear Steph apart in his resume. It's like, he's doing just fine.
No, it's like, man, oh, man, don't let the hate blind you to what's going on right now. He's going to do this, like, for the next 10 years and put every three-point record imaginable out of reach. And he might win 5 rings doing it.
Yeah. And with a 73-9 season still like that, the further away we get from that, the more impressive it's going to look on the resume, even without the ring.
Yeah. Because, again, when you're just looking at everything in totality, yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, especially if he keeps racking up rings around it. It's like, all right, that it's hard to hold that against him.
I also feel like he's going to be in a spot where, like, I'm going to check right now. I don't know how many, like, second and third All-NBA teams he makes, because I feel like when he took off, he just took, it's like, okay, I'm just first team now.
Yeah.
Right now, he's got 2 second teams, even second team. That's still elite. That's saying you're one of the top four at your position. So, yeah, he just came out of nowhere.
Who could have ever seen this guy being good?
First round pick? Who knew?
First round pick, son of an NBA player. Like, yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Like, I'm just looking now. His resume is 2 rings, 2 MVPs, 5-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA. He's got a scoring title. He's got a steals title, 50-40-90 club, 3-point contest, and he won the Sportsmanship Award in 2011. I'm just saying.
What a guy.
If you want to leave this guy out of the Hall of Fame, shut down the building, my column.
You know what I want to see out of him before it's done? Like a 95% year from the free throw line.
Yeah. I think did Calderon go like 98? Is that the record? Didn't like Calderon do like 98 on much less volume, of course, but
yeah, I don't know if he would have like qualified. Because when I was writing up like Nash's like Hall of Fame shit, I know he's the highest all time, like for career. Mm-hmm. And it's at like 91, I think.
Okay. Let's see. I feel like Mark Price up there.
Yeah.
See how also it should take attempts into account too. I bet Mark Price is getting to the line twice a game. That shit should count. Like that shit shouldn't count. If Steph's getting there like 8 times a game shooting 95%, that means something.
Well, it's also tough because if you're only getting there twice and you miss one, that's devastating to your percentage.
Very true.
But I do agree. I mean, if you're getting there 8 and you're hitting more, it definitely is for sure more impressive.
He very well could. Steph, he was at 92% from the line this year on a career high in free throw attempts.
So, yeah,
a second to career low in minutes.
If he put up 95 a year, I think if he could do like a 55-50-95, which probably can't do, maybe like a 50-50-95.
I think it's going to be that he just takes too many 3-pointers. Like his 3-pointers are between 40. He could do 50-45-95.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, on like solid, on like probably 17 shots a game, which would be insane.
Yeah, 10 of them threes.
It's like, damn point guard. If he starts getting more rings in the finals MVP, Steph starts climbing the all-time rankings. Like, because this peak is, Maybe not even his peak. Maybe he has another final form. He really does just start. He puts on 20 pounds and starts posting up.
What was that shot? Isaiah gets to be 6'5"?
Isaiah gets to be 6'5". Derrick Rose gets to be like his same person, which is just hilarious. He just gets to be healthy. Derrick, like, that gets him on the list.
I don't know. I still know a lot of people who are like sad Derrick Rose got hurt. It couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. The reason I was ultimately fine with it's like, man, you never know what he would look like. No, we got Westbrook. Like, we still get to see like what that
a way cooler
type,
version.
Yeah, like that archetype looks like.
We're also gonna keep seeing it as we move forward because people are gonna get more athletic. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, Russ is just, I don't know, just like. Mary, he talks to like three people. He talks to like his wife, his kid, and his pops. Like, it was like the only three people he talks to in his life.
BJ Armstrong. And, yeah, those are the
his pops, like I said.
Did you see that picture of Charles Oakley and LeBron real quick?
I did. I did.
Just saying.
The math checks out.
The math does math. It's true. It's it would explain some things.
Where's the Oak Man from? Oh, from like Virginia or Ohio, one of those states? I don't know.
Yeah. Could it? All it took was one Tristan Thompson kind of night, and you never know. You just create the greatest basketball player of all time.
Well, what can you do?
I guess that's the question. What does Steph have to do to get above LeBron career-wise in your mind?
I don't know. See, that's the thing, because if he gets... three this year, that tie, no, LeBron's got four, but if he gets three, four. I think Steph would get four.
For what?
Four rings.
LeBron has four?
Yeah, LeBron got, no, he got two with the Heat. I was thinking, no, LeBron's got three rings, yes?
Yes.
Okay, that's my bad. Yuck. Okay, yeah, so a ring this year would tie him.
Yes, it would.
And then he'd have half as many MVPs, though. I think that matters because I don't think either one of them ever wins another MVP.
And a third as many finals MVPs.
Yeah. But also, he's also not going to pass him in, like, all-time points.
Definitely not.
Or probably not even points per game. Yeah, or points a game, or assists, rebound, any of that. So I'd need probably... three more.
Six rings?
Yeah. If Steph would, he'd have to have him by a couple in rings, a couple finals MVPs with those. And if he just keeps racking up first team all NBAs and hitting 300 threes a season, then I'd easily put him over Jordan. I have no problem once that day comes. I can't wait.
Yeah. If he ties Jordan in rings because he would have went to seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have no problem with that.
Ooh, that would be so delicious.
Yeah, people would be real upset.
And it couldn't even, be like, what do you want? They brought him to his team, just like Jordan did. What do you want? They brought Rodman in. Guy can't get help?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't. I hadn't thought about it, but I'm very prepared for reality. Where it's like, is Steph Curry the best player of all time? We can prove it.
Is Steph, Steph's going to be top 10 right now then, right?
Yeah, I feel like he and Durant probably both are, honestly.
Yeah, I would agree with Durant.
Like, I don't know who I'd push out. I'd have to go name by name, but if I'm just taking, like, 10 peaks, but they've had, like, some longevity with it, I don't think there have been 10 better players all time than either one of those guys.
No. It's really just Russell when you truly look at it, when you step back and, like,
Westbrook,
just look
at
the rich tapestry of the NBA.
Byron, yeah, tremendous guy for a long time with the Jazz.
Byron Russell stunk.
He got pushed. What do you want?
Well, I was looking at that question came up, like, most iconic basketball picture.
Yeah.
After Frankie Borelli said the dumbest thing that's ever been said in the Barstool office.
What was his pick?
He was just out with Dave filming a pizza review, and he said a picture from a Bruins playoff series in 2013 in the first round was the most iconic sports photo in modern times. So, like, he wasn't putting it over, like, Ali standing over, like, Frazier or the two dudes from the Olympics with their fist raised. Like, he wasn't putting it on that level. He was just saying modern times. And as a big a Bostonian as you'll find, I had to Google it to know what fucking picture he was talking about. So it was just super wrong.
I was like, I feel like I know a couple iconic hockey pictures. That's not one of them.
Yeah, the Bobby Orr one takes the cake. Him doing like the Superman after scoring the goal.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I was like, dude, if we're talking just modern times, the first time Cap took a knee is by far the most iconic modern sports photo.
What's modern, though?
I was just thinking, like, last 20 years.
Okay. I'm trying to think. The first one that came to mind was Wade to LeBron.
Yeah, that would be my number two.
Because I feel like the thing with that, with the thing with Cat, I feel like I have different images of him taking a knee. Is there, like, one definitive one?
One definitive one comes to mind for me, but it was a couple weeks after he'd been doing it, because he really started to like they started just putting a camera guy like right in his fucking face,
right?
And he had like the fro going. He was wearing his white 49ers, and he had like his helmet right next to him. That one's burned into my mind, and it's really as much as like what it stands for, which is again like the Olympics picture, than anything. But I started just rattling them off. Like, the Odell catch is more iconic.
Yeah, well, more than the hockey one, for sure.
That's what I mean, yeah. Yeah. I put that one. Do you remember when Paul Pierce had a game winner against the Knicks and Nate Robinson tried to jump on his back and just fell and landed on his face?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was more iconic than the hockey one.
Yeah, just a picture of a hockey puck would be more iconic.
A single puck.
Yeah, just one puck. I feel like, I guess that's not, well, there I was going to say Tyson, but I guess that's not 20 years. I feel like Usain Bolt, like the one of just Usain Bolt gritting that much ahead of anybody else.
Well, the one where he's like turned and pointing at the people behind him while he's running.
Yeah, Bolt's got a couple.
There was another one that stuck out to me. What the fuck was it? There's the, after the marathon bombing, because he was trying to tie it into that, and they didn't, like, they happened kind of close, but there's one team that specifically was tied to the marathon bombing, and it's the Red Sox team that went and won the fucking World Series. And there's that David Ortiz hit that grand slam, and Torrey Hunter tried to rob it and ended up just flipping over the dugout.
I think I remember that.
Or not the dugout, the wall, yeah, and his legs are just up in the air. And the cop's hands are up, the bullpen cop. Like, that's way more. Like, way more.
I was trying to search for some. It's giving me old stuff. Like,
yeah, for Jordan. For Jordan, people kept trying to say the Jumpman, and I completely disagree. Like, the logo's become iconic. But I don't even know if that's his most iconic, like, dunk.
No, I'm trying to, the one where it's like, it's the one hand, he's like cocked behind his head, but the angle is from like down.
Yeah.
It's up, looking up to the left of him. I think that's a good one. The one with like the gold chain where he's doing like the reverse one-hander.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's probably my favorite one, but I wouldn't argue say it's the best. It's just my favorite.
I mean, his most iconic picture to me is the last shot.
I was going to say, the one. Russell, that's got to be.
And that's because we were just talking. That's what spurned this current conversation. And when I was re-looking at that picture when he brought this up, like the Jazz were covering all other four guys on the court, which has to be the worst coaching decision in all of sports history.
Yeah, I mean, Osterstad might pop loose for a three.
like John Stockton's not even looking at the ball because he's worried about whoever the fuck's in the right corner. Like,
Ron
awful,
Harper, man, where...
just awful coaching. Like,
stick to him. That Jordan guy is a hot hand. It'll
Stockton.
Cool,
Stockton didn't know what happened until he saw a replay the next day.
This is the '90s, man. Next week,
just an all-time awful. Like, yeah, well, Byron's got him.
Yeah, we're good.
Like Malone's 32-year-old like
journeyman.
Malone's like under the hoop, like just awful.
Yeah, hold on, because now I want to know what the I want to know what the equivalent was. So I need to know. This was 98.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he started 7 games that year and averaged 9 points a game. What's the equivalent of that? Would that be like, I don't even, Patrick McCall defending LeBron with like the game on the line? Like Draymond and Clay and,
well, how many minutes a game was he getting?
He was getting 27 minutes a game.
Okay, so he was like their sixth man.
Yeah. I mean, he was out there like crunch time.
So it would be like, it'd be like smart on LeBron. Or like smart on KD.
But even then, I don't remember Byron Russell being a known defender.
Listen, if this was the guy he drew in this situation, he better have been.
It was either that or like switching wasn't legal then, you understand.
Yeah, hand checking was. Switching wasn't.
The Jazz had like a 6'8 guy with light feet and long arms just ready to defend Jordan. And Sloan was like, I don't know how we'll ever get you. Play small forward. He plays shooting guard. You'll never, your pass will never cross.
Kawhi was on this team. People don't like to talk about
it. But he had a young Pippen somehow playing as the older Pippen. But yeah, just never let him lose. He was like, I don't know. I tried Big Dog Carr on Jordan. That didn't work. Tried Ostertag. That didn't work. Russell. Get over.
Oh man. This would be I'm now on Deron Williams' side. All these years later, I'm on his side.
It's like Jordan Clarkson just defending Durant with the game on the line. Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Oh man.
Rodney Hood. Is Rodney Hood, like, I feel like Rodney Hood, is that a decent comp? He's probably better than Russell was though.
Probably, and Rodney Hood stinks at defense.
Was Russell good? That's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean. I have no idea. He wasn't that day.
Holy smokes. He's probably still there. But he's like, I don't know. Jordan cooked Hornacek. Didn't
Jordan score like the possession before too? Like, I'm pretty sure they were down more than just that shot.
I think he stole the ball from Malone, then came down and
hit the shot. Yeah. And they called timeout, and then they set up the last shot.
Yeah, no, I talk my shit and get my jokes off, but Jordan was really that fucking deal.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, don't let anyone ever – I mean, people do have that very confused, especially right now, but, man, like, the Jazz had that one wrapped up.
Yeah, and Jordan was just like, I disagree.
He's like, I really want 6. I don't have to come back next year and get it. Like, let's just figure this out now while we still can't.
This is the last time I'll step foot here. I'll leave you guys with something.
And my favorite part about that picture, too, is you can zoom in anywhere on the crowd and you just see horrified. The ball's still in his hands. Everyone's horrified.
Just horrified whites.
Oh, everywhere you look. And it's just hysterical. But I truly believe the most iconic, if Cap's not going to get it, the most iconic picture taken in the last 20 years. There's this one of Tiger Woods where, for some reason, the camera's directly in front of him driving the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the picture like right after he had made contact on the ball. So the ball's like an inch away from the fucking, like, the guy who took the picture had to have died
doing his life's work.
It just went right through his fucking forehead, this ball. But like the whole, you see just how like crazy Tiger Mania was, because there's 1,000 people standing like inches from him after he like just hit this ball.
Yeah.
And directly to his right, like everyone's looking, it's all crystal clear. The ball's a little like out of focus because Tiger and like the people behind him are in focus. And there's just this one Indian dude to his right who looks like he
was the first meme.
You pretty much. And he's just smoking a cigar like having a day.
People still use that, Abby, and it still cracks me up.
The whole, it's the, like, I think it's like legitimately the best picture that's ever been taken.
Yeah, that's strong. For just pure, like, if last 20, then Iverson over Lou, that's got to be there. Like, just one that everybody knows. Like, there's one, like, just one angle of it that everybody goes to.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right now. I feel like there are more, but yeah, this is.
I might put that one third. As great as that one is, and it's gotten a longer life because of meme culture. LeBron and Wade is just a fly ass picture.
Yeah, no, it's legit. I was like, that's just maybe the best picture I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's fucking. I like. Here's the thing: Wade makes that picture. Wade's like LeBron could have missed that dunk, and it still would be that cool of a picture.
Oh yeah, and even then, like it's not even an alley oop. It was just like a regular pass. It was in like the first quarter. I feel like it was like within like their first like 15 games. It was like early, wasn't it?
That I can't speak on. Like that could have been year two for all I know. I really don't know.
I just feel I remember being early because I feel like once you saw Wade's post, it's like, oh yeah, he knows it's a wrap. Like we think it's a wrap, and he's like, oh yeah, this confirms it.
Well, I mean, he was wrong that year.
Yeah, well, LeBron was wrong. Dwayne Wade again is never is undefeated in his life. He's never been wrong in his life.
I'm in Big Biz. I had that picture. Our other pal Taylor Rooks was interviewing Dwayne Wade, and I guess Gabrielle Union popped up.
Oh yeah, she was on his shoulder.
And D Wade's just staring off into the abyss. He said he hasn't seen Dwayne Wade this focused since the 06 finals.
Yeah, there's. That man's like, I'm on my third strike, man.
That is the fourth best picture.
Yes.
But yeah, there have been some. There are a lot of good photos out there. I didn't want to say it.
All right.
I don't know. There, the helmet catch. As much as I don't want to say it, that's up there.
I was thinking, like, for the Villanova shot over Carolina as a great play, I don't feel like there's a great photo attached to it.
It's true. A lot of people kept trying to bring up plays, and I was like, you're just thinking, like, the Miracle on Ice team. There's no, like, great picture of them.
Right.
There's a very cool moment. Like Phelps, I don't know any, like, him smoking the bong is probably his most iconic photo.
I'm trying. LeBron blocking Iguodala. Is a good one.
Yeah, but I don't even know if the play was so good. I don't know if the picture's as good as the play. The picture is fine, but the play was just that much better than the Odell catch was as good as the picture.
See, I feel like both of them, the play was better than the picture, but it's not a knock. That's just how great it was.
Odell's was tough because there's a certain amount of people who didn't know it was caught the second it hit his hand.
Mm.
So I feel like the replays were almost better than the play. I was certain he caught it. I jumped up like he played on my fucking team.
Oh, no. I remember I was watching it with an ex, and she was like, I don't see what the big deal is. I was like, no, he just caught the ball with, like, these three fingers. She was like, okay. I was like, I don't know what's as big as a football in here. Like, if I just threw you a watermelon and you just caught it with three fingers. And she's like, I don't. Isn't that what he's supposed to do? I was like, yeah, all right. Touche.
So you were watching it with the worst possible person to watch it with.
It was a bad idea by me.
I remember it was one of the rare nights I had off working security. And I was at, like, a bunch of my boys' house. And no one else was really paying attention. Like, everyone was talking. And all of a sudden, I just jumped up. And everyone was like, what? I was like, that was the greatest catch of all time. Like, what do you mean, what? And they were like, you're exaggerating. And then everyone saw the replay. And they were like, all right, yeah, we're right up there for sure.
He called it, yeah. I owe you a Coke.
If I just hawked a watermelon at you from 70 yards away.
I remember it as clear as day. They just kept showing it back. And I was like, no, look. Like when they zoomed down, I was like, he caught it with these. It's like if I threw you like a small child right now and you just caught it with three fingers. And she's like, yeah, but he's a receiver. That's what they're supposed to do. I've seen one hand catches.
I was like, okay. I don't hate her logic.
Yeah, I guess.
It is his job, Todd. I don't know how they do it. With the Bengals, but
we were splitting. It was semantics.
Isn't that what he's supposed to do?
And they would show like the 360 angle. I was like, no, you don't. I was like, this guy's pulling him down. He's falling out of bounds. He did all that and caught the ball. Okay.
His job, yes.
Okay, man does job. Y'all want praise for anything. Man ain't shit. All right, dear. Just go back to bed.
Fucking around with them white women.
Fucking with them white girls.
That's tremendous. Like, Morgan's real good about, like, asking, like, why something was cool. And whether or not she agrees it's cool, she would never be like, yeah, that he hit the shot. Yeah, that's... He's a basketball player. They're all supposed to score, yes.
Yeah, what's the beef? I don't see what the deal with this Curry guy is.
That would be infuriating.
No, he's shooting him from 30 feet. I don't know how far away 30 feet is. You're like, go outside. Like, we're 30 feet away. He's hitting shots. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. Yes. She's like, so he hits all of them, right? He shoots about 40%. He only hits 40% of them?
And he's still employed?
Oh.
They're called free throws. I don't know why they miss any of them.
I'm going to tell you the most frustrated I've ever been trying to explain how fast a 40-yard dash was to somebody, because I was like, I'm going to keep walking until we're 40 yards apart. And I was like, somebody can cover this ground in 4 seconds. And I'm like, okay, that's 10 yards a second. I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, no, that's really fucking impressive. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's just go to dinner. Fuck this. I'm not even hungry.
That's one of those things that just clearly keeps festering in your brain as you're still talking about it all these years later.
I'll never let that die.
I feel like hitting in baseball is probably the toughest thing to explain.
Yeah, you just see it, right? Yeah, he throws it at you, so.
Yeah, that guy, so they, what, a good guy shoots, like, or hits, like, 60% of the time? No, like 28.
If he gets 30 hits out of 100, he's going to the All-Star game.
That guy's going to get a statue built. this is, yeah.
But wait, so how does the pitcher, he pitches every game? Well, he pitches once every 5 games.
Yeah, like once a week. Yeah, sometimes twice.
Yeah, he pitches Sunday, then he'll pitch again Saturday. And he pitches the whole game, every pitch. Well, sometimes he'll go. They try to get him to go 6 innings of the 9. He doesn't even throw every pitch. No, not really.
I got into an argument with a friend's girlfriend about Kevin Garnett's contract and why he was actually underpaid. And that just didn't go well at all.
Wait, she was saying he was overpaid?
Oh, yeah.
When he got to the Celtics?
This was like, he was been off the team. Like, this was like 3 years ago.
What was the argument?
She was just like, I don't understand why they make all this money. I was like, well, the team makes billions of dollars, and so they make actually like a tiny, like, imagine if your job made $100 million and you made $10,000 a year. You'd be pretty pissed, wouldn't you? And you only had 12 employees. You'd be pretty pissed, wouldn't you?
And they're like, yes, of course. And they're like, yeah, so that's what it's like. This. No, it's not. It's completely different.
Yeah. It's like, no, but he made $30 million a year. I was like, yes, out of like $3 billion. Like,
yeah, it's the same for like paying college athletes. Yes, they get a scholarship, it's more than enough.
I'll just never understand it. Like,
you're just trying to explain the helmet catch. Like, no, he couldn't see the ball. It was pinned to his head. So he caught it. Yeah. But
you see that guy draped on him? That's one of the best safeties of all time. So he didn't do his job there.
One of the best safeties. He didn't do his job there.
Like, he kind of did. It was just, like, real circumstance. Like, if he actually didn't hit him, he would have probably dropped it. So he did his job wrong. No, he did it right. It was just, God clearly didn't want the Patriots to win that day is really all it came down to.
So the safety man was bad at his job is what you're saying?
Bespoke Post is a subscription club.
Heck yeah.
That offers monthly themed boxes. It's 1:37 in the morning, curated from unique and upcoming brands around the world. Visit bespokepost.com and answer a few short questions that will help you, that will help them gauge your interests and get it. All the words are just one giant blob on the screen. Mm-hmm. And get a feel for the boxes that'll vibe with your style. When I was in college, I would stay up till 5 in the morning every day and wake up at like 11. If I don't get 8 hours of sleep nowadays, I'm just like the most useless person that's ever lived.
You're just a mess for like the rest of the weekend. That shit don't even mess up like one day anymore. Be like, yeah, I got a bad night's sleep Wednesday. it's Tuesday now. I think I'm on at 80%.
Yeah, like I'm already planning. Like I know I have to be in the office by like 11:30 tomorrow, and I already know I'm like, well, it looks like I'm sleeping till 1 on Friday. Like that's how I've already like figured out how I'm gonna get all this back.
Correct.
Each subscription box goes for only $45, but they come with more than $70 worth of good inside of the boxes. So really, the box is all that costs $45. Everything else is free.
That ain't a metaphor for life. I don't know what it is.
Yikes. To receive 20% off your first subscription box, go to bespokepost.com and enter promo code mixtape at checkout. That's 20% off your first box at bespokepost.com. Promo code mixtape, bespoke post, themed boxes for guys that give a damn. Cash. You need it, and I know where to get it.
I'm listening.
We start doing ads for the military. It's like, you want a Dodge Charger?
we want you.
The Marines commercials from back in the day where you'd fight like a fire dragon from the center of the earth, I definitely thought that was real for too long, like at age 14.
Well, they were pandering. It's just like Crossfire.
It was really like, wow, that guy, for some reason, he has no comrades at his side. He's just one-on-one against this ghoul of a monster from the depths of the earth.
That guy loves his country and hates dragons.
America wins again. Who knew?
I could be doing some of that. Where's my phone? I'll say this real quick. You used to have to, like, if you saw something like that, and you was like, if you wanted to join the Marines, call 1-555. You call that number and somebody would be actually standing by. The 90s were a terrible time.
There's still numbers you can call today that are... I saw a tweet recently, like someone had like an original Nintendo and they were playing something and like it just shut off, and like the old Nintendos used to just have like the phone number stamped on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they called the number and someone troubleshooted the problem for like 30 minutes, like, and fixed it over the phone.
That's low.
So Nintendo, you can get your money's worth with Nintendo.
Jeanette's been there 32 years.
Just a quick free plug for Nintendo's customer care line. And also, the plug we're supposed to do for MyBookie, it's the place to score some serious cash on your sports predictions.
Heck yeah.
Me and Tyler just ran through the entire NBA playoffs. You can make some serious coin on that.
I wish we would have read this ad earlier. I would have put every dollar I had on Russell Westbrook getting whatever rebounds he needed.
Right? Yeah. The odds on that were probably terrible. It's probably like minus 5,000, yes.
It had to have been. It's like you bet $1 to win one thousandth of $1. Like, I'll still take it.
Well, yes, of course. The other team missed. You're supposed to grab the rebound.
It's kind of the point, yeah.
This isn't me being overtired. This is what it says. Believe it or not, the baseball is here.
Heck yeah.
But the NBA and NHL playoffs. The NHL and NBA playoffs are coming up as well. Man up and play like the pros on game day, you big pussy.
You baby bag bitch. Come play this money line now.
Man up, such a wild word to throw there. You can play the money line, side, or total.
You can woman up, too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can choose which way up you want to be over here at my bookie.
Flex those ovaries. My bookie is your hookup for
all right.
Alexa's like, ovaries, you say?
Jesus. All right, enough.
I unplugged mine. We got one for Christmas from like her sister's boyfriend, and we plugged it in. I've never used it, and it just started going off randomly last week, I just unplugged it. I was like, nope.
Yeah, nah. It's it certainly feds. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have plenty of other fed listening devices in here. They just don't talk back.
Fair.
I got that in line. I manned up. You
can... Heck yeah.
My bookie is your hookup for all your betting needs and offers super fast payouts when you win. Where you bet is
for
just
dudes,
important.
Only for dudes. No, I'm kidding.
Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out yourself. I feel like the whole point of this ad is you taking my word for it. So you fucking better.
As I say, I'm almost sold, but I will check them out myself.
My word is garbage. You should never.
Don't know. My word and a quarter, you couldn't make a phone call with.
They have odds on every matchup and a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze.
Wow.
Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code TAPE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Heck yeah.
Finally, in the smallest font I ever did see.
Uh-uh. Oh boy.
On April 13th, Friday, April 13th, Friday the 13th of April.
Ooh.
Witness the greatest
that's
event.
This April?
It sure is.
Gotcha.
Witness the greatest event in Barstool Sports history. Me and Tyler doing a live, but no.
Heck yeah.
Rough and Rowdy 3, Knockouts, Ring Girls, and the best commentary team on the planet. Dave Portnoy, Bill Burr, and Big Cat. I don't know why Big Cat got cut out of this copy.
David, Dave, Portnoy, William, Bill Burr, and Big Cat.
These three gentlemen will provide you a night you'll never forget. Headlining the card is the one-man thrill ride versus the Bavarian Hercules. So another America versus Germany bout that is sure to get a lot of patriotism out of folks.
Heck yeah. Friday the 13th, what could go wrong?
Right. The one-man thrill ride is coming out of professional wrestling retirement to right some wrongs against said Bavarian Hercules. They're really burying the lead here. Bill Burr is fucking announcing our fighting.
That's pretty good.
And if you've never heard Bill Burr announce anything, just go Google. He used to just hold his phone up to like Celtics games and just like commentate when Kelly Olynyk was on the team, and it's the funniest shit.
I was like, I feel like if you haven't, don't like just trust. Just like Bill Burr is not gonna let you down.
No, I'm hoping
he never will. He might in the feud. I don't want to put that on his shoulders.
He is a white from the Boston area. Let's not forget.
Yeah, so it's true.
But he has the Patrice cosign, which goes a long way in this household.
Fair. Milkshake Burr.
I'm just hoping Dave's a known talker, and he knows that. But I'm hoping he lets it breathe enough so Burr can get his points out.
I think Burr's I think he'll take his points.
I'm hoping potential to be just like a hilarious night of like some of the better fighting you can watch, mixed with like three of the funniest people alive.
Yeah, like the worst. You're gonna root for worst fight. Like the worst the fighting, the better the commentary.
Oh, like the Ring Girls, all of it, like.
Is the same Ring Girl coming back? Is she gunning for a title?
I actually don't know because it's in Charlotte as opposed to West Virginia. So I don't know. But maybe.
You got to tune in to find out.
You do. It's
$15.99 at the time of you hearing this, assuming you're listening to it on the day it comes out. The day of the fight, it jumps up to $19.99. So save yourself $4. Throw it on my bookie. Man up.
Little biatch.
And yeah, I can't believe I have to edit this show. And like, I still at least have an hour left of being awake.
Yeah, I'm telling you, no noise today.
No, heavens no. Mm-mm. I might not even pace the other. This has been a fucking 2-hour show right now. I don't even.
Three. But who's counting?
Has it?
249.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Fucking. No.
See?
Rest in peace, Tom Brody.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button, please, and thank you.
Please.
We'll be back next week, assuming I survive the night.
Guess stay tuned to find out.
Yeah. See ya.
That's it.
Miscellaneous minds, never explaining the minds. Devilish grin for my alias, aliens who respond. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me no fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Tell Flex to drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York. King of the coast, one hand I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelets, for my women friends I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching Mick. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all pictures. Show Instagram, can gobble these nuts. Gobble a dick up to your hiccup, my bitch call me corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch.
West.
I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Molly's probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a Black Beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
Smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stumping me. Bitch, I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. Bitch, I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond and with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershops being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. And I ain't rockin' no more designer shit. White tees and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip-hop and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, J Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better off trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as fuck trying to land with a handful of arthritis and popping prosthetic leg, bumping pock in the cockpit. So the shit that plops in his head is an option of violence. Someone heard the story. It is said that your parachute is a latex condom hooked to a dread. West Coast.
You can check my name on the books. I earth, wind, and fire, the verse that rained on the hook. The legend of Dorothy Flowers proclaimed from the roof. The tale of a magnificent king who came from the nooks of the wild magnolia. Mother of many soldiers, we live by every single word she ever told us. Watch over your shoulders and keep a tin of beans for when the weather turn the coldest. The Lord is our shepherd, so our cup runneth over. Put your trust in the Lord, but tether your Chevy Nova. I'm spitting this shit for closure. And God is my witness, so you can get it from hope.
maneuver. To all you magicians that's fidgeting with the cobra, I'm solid as a rock, cause I came from a rock. That's why I came with the rock, to sign my name on the rock. Draw a line around some earth and put my name on the plot, cause I endured a lot of pain for everything that I got. The eyelashes like umbrellas when it rained from the heart, and the tissue was like an angel kissing you in the dark. You go from blind sight to hindsight, passion of the Christ right, the basking in the limelight. It take time to get your mind right. J Electricity, PBS Mysteries, in a lofty place tangling with Satan over history. You can't say shit to me, alhamdulillah, it's strictly by faith that we made it this far.